systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, March 4th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
And this is our show, episode number 162. Thank you, everybody, for checking out the live show and all that fucking bullshit. Tonight, we have, instead of David, we have Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hello, Matt.
How are you?
Super.
Awesome. When was the last... Adam's been on the show once before,
yeah.
And... it was back in, like, what was it, around the 30s?
Episode 36.
36, sure. For sure?
No.
No?
All right. I think, though.
Something like that. Braden,
yes.
How are you?
I'm great.
You are looking ultra sexy tonight.
Yeah, how's that, my shirt look?
It looks fucking nice.
Yeah?
It looks nice. It's
sweet.
Giving me a little bit of a boner.
Wow.
I just want to let you know
cool.
Before this gets started.
Like, well, you're not
I
alone
like
with that one.
Yeah, well.
No, I kind of have a boner, too.
Yeah, he does. Three boners. Jesus
okay.
Christ.
Wow.
Well, thank you guys so much for checking out the live show. If you are here listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit. We'll read it on the show. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. That spells got P, in case you are wondering. Hey, what's 4687 spell? It spells got P.
Wait, hot P.
What's that smell? Oh, it's hot P. Wait, what's that smell? What?
Hot pee?
Hot pee. That's what
yeah.
That is.
Hot pee.
Very good. Very good. So, last night, we have... real quick, before we get into this, thejamhole.com/vote. I don't even know why the fuck we're still doing this.
I don't know.
They only... if you go on Podcast Alley, it only says we have 66 episodes.
Which is fucking wrong.
We're almost at 166 episodes, so fuck you, Podcast Alley, for that.
They're trying to keep our stees down.
I know! It's like, people go on there and they're like, oh, what's this show about? Oh, they haven't done a show since fucking 6 months ago. Never mind. Like, you're fucking us here, okay? Quit fucking us. I don't like that.
I don't appreciate it one bit.
No, I don't. I would appreciate it if you get your fucking shit together and put the rest of our fucking eps on there, you piece of cunt.
What if we just make a new one? Can we delete that one and make a new one?
I don't know. I don't remember the login info.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've only logged in once,
right.
And it was at the very beginning of this whole jam
yeah.
Hole thing.
I forgot so. We couldn't figure out the password.
Right.
Why didn't we just use the same one? That's stupid.
I did! That's, I
that's,
we always do.
That's the
There's
amazing
like
part.
Three variations of the same fucking password, and it was neither nor any of them.
Wow.
So fuck me for typing it wrong. But do you type it wrong twice?
Yeah, no shit.
Like, can you confirm that? Oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Ah, fuck.
You could have been high at the time.
I know, so I switch my keys, my fingers over, off of home, like, over one, and then I type it that way without
yeah.
Looking. It still doesn't work, so
course.
Fuck me. So yeah, real quick, last night we had a meeting, apparently May 23rd. I remember we were doing the Jam Hole last year when this happened. There was
yeah.
A show, and yeah, we did talk about
it. We were
it.
Still at the office.
Right, okay, so if you guys remember a long fucking time ago, I don't remember which episode, there was a thing called Aussie Palooza, and I remember we were making the joke that, oh, it's a death metal show for Alzheimer's.
Old-timers.
Right, old-timers. I'm dying of old-timers. What? So, yeah, this year it's going to be way bigger, and we're going to be there doing a fucking live show right in the middle of Depot Park. So... the cool thing about this is we're going to stream the whole event live on thejamhole.com/live video.
Some high-speed internet to hijack.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine. That's going to be the least of our worries, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about... I'm thinking I need to roll in there like Kathy Griffin in that South Park episode behind the bulletproof glass and shit. Because, I don't know, some people might be there that might not agree with what we say.
Yeah.
And our views, our idealistic views and shit.
And while it's being spread all over town.
Right, just
super
blasted
loud.
Through like an 80... 1,000-watt wall of sound.
Although, really, when we follow, like, a few death metal bands, is it really going to matter what we say?
Well, that's the thing, though. With us, you can actually hear right. what we're saying. Death metal is just like, bah, 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 guitar, please.
Okay.
Drums, please.
Boom, scat, boom. Boom, scat, boom.
You are a drummer.
All right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it'll be that bad. But, yeah, they want to stream the whole event live. So, it's going to be like
The whole concert?
It's going to be like a 12-hour podcast. And then nice. We're going to have a live show. I don't know if it's going to be in the middle of it. Or I think we're going to be on first. So, we can do our thing as people are coming in. Mm-hmm. And we'll be talking about, you know, what's going on, who everybody is. And then I think he wants me to, like, kind of do the transition as the bands are switching out their instruments. I'll be up there just like, so I just flew in and boy, does this place suck? But it's not like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
Gonna have to write some jokes.
Yeah. I don't know. We got to see exactly what he wants us to do and all that shit. But
well, that will be better than last time when Ryan just went up there and talked some
right
about old timers.
It was
disease.
Like, oh, I really feel bad that all of your grandparents are old and don't remember anything. So here's some death metal.
For the record, was a terrible experience on my part. Opening for the show at 10 o'clock in the morning.
You guys
in the rain,
there, huh?
First band up.
Right, that was fun.
Yeah.
Playing, yeah,
super.
I remember. Yeah, you were, that was the first show, that was the show he was on, wasn't it?
No, that was before that.
He was talking about having to play death metal at like 10 a.m. and sucked. I think that was. So, okay. But, I don't know, I don't know if any of you guys, after this whole New York trip, if anyone is going to have any money left, because I don't know if you know this, but we are still in a recession.
And we still...
We're still depressed.
Yeah, we're still getting gouged.
Our economy recessed, SOS, but we think we're still the best. It's awesome. We're going to fucking just crumble before everyone's very eyes. And you know what? No one's going to fucking be like, oh, hey, America, hey, us, let me give you a hand
the
up.
Us of
no,
A.
They're going to come up and they're going to be like, there's America on the ground, get them, fucking, fucking curb slot. China's going to come up and put our fucking mouth on the curb.
Yeah.
And Iraq's going to come up from behind and just fucking, blood. And, oh, it's going to be beautiful.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either to be a fucking.
Siri American.
Siri American. Show
Rack of discipline.
Ronery. But yeah, so that is happening May 23rd. I don't know if, like I say, if you guys want to make the trip, if anyone's closer than fucking, where's our nearest listener? Texas, I think, is a little closer than Rhode Island and shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you guys want to make it out, we'll be doing that'll be our second live show then. Because our first is going to be in New York from
right.
our hotel room
right.
with everyone that's not old enough to get into all the fucking bars that everyone else is going to be at. We're going to be doing live shows and shit like that.
Right,
so.
And we can just go get some alcohol and drink in the hotel.
Fucking A, dude. It's going to be on. Yes, MDS, he says, can I use your studio for my podcast when I come out? Unlike other podcasts.
Not going to say who.
Not going to name any names. Girl. Yes, we would actually let you use our studio.
And you can even fucking stay here.
I know. Just feed the cat, take the trash out.
Right. Maybe vacuum.
Maybe. Yeah. We still have your mom's vacuum. I'm sure
yes.
she's thrilled. Your house is going to start.
I forget every time.
I know. Your house is going to start to look like our house pretty soon.
And you got to fix the toilet. It's got a little trick to it.
Yeah. I left that in the note when I paid my fucking rent this month. So
toilet broken,
great.
Fixed, please.
Yeah. And the fucking dryer. I did some fucking laundry again last night. And the dryer seemed like it was on for longer than it should have been.
MDS just says, no, I'll piss off the porch like Matt.
Well, that's fine. Just, you know, whatever. Just don't spell my name. Make sure you spell yours.
Right. He's just shorter. He just put MDS.
You can use the M from Matt if you want. Just don't, you know, don't get all
borrow
up on
the
my
rest
shit.
Of the letters.
Right. So, yeah, I'm doing laundry last night and shit because it's been piling up like fucking crazy. I'm just like, hey, laundry. Laundry's like, what?
The mold's talking to you.
Whoa. I'm like, get in the fucking washer. So it does. And I go and I throw it in the dryer and the fucking dryer turns on. I'm like, holy shit, it might be fixed. And then, you know, we're coming in here and I'm watching 24. There were two episodes of that came out. And I go back out, and the dryer's still on. I'm like, that's been on for a while now.
Yeah, 24 is like
and
an
I
hour
thought
long.
About, I fucking thought about it, too. I'm like, man, I should just let it just keep doing its fucking thing. And I'm like, nah, I should check to see if it's done yet. And uh-huh. I open the door, and I feel them, and the clothes are still kind of wet and shit. So I fucking close the door, and I hit the button. It's like, fuck! So pissed. And then it wouldn't turn on. So then, of course, we have panties and socks and pants and everything hanging up all over the fucking house because... Oh, I hate that.
Does that fucking wash and dry just think you're made of money or
I
what?
Guess. I've spent more money doing laundry here than I do on my fucking rent, it seems like. I am so... Like, it sounds like a dumb thing to be pissed about. It is the most frustrating thing I have ever had to fucking deal with in my life. All I want is dry clothes. Mm-hmm. And, like, when you go, it's like, you know, all you have to do is just... heat that shit up. It doesn't fucking work. Like, it's so frustrating. Almost as frustrating as going to Wendy's and being like, yo, Junior Bakes, catch only. And Word. They're like, what? Junior Bakes, everything on it? No problem. so fucking
whatever.
Pissed. So, yeah, May 23rd, Depot Park, Aussie Palooza. And we're like, we told him he should get a fucking domain name and shit. And he's like, yeah, AussiePalooza.com. And everyone's like, dude, how do you fucking spell that? You're going to be typing in. Google's going to be like, did you mean this? Did you mean that? Like,
it's never going to get it.
Pick something different, dude.
Yeah,
so,
that's, no.
And then we were talking more about it. And it seems like it's going to work out really good. We're going to make a DVD out of it. We're going to live stream it audio and video. There'll be a podcast version of it, including all of the metal stuff. We're going to run all the instruments into a PA. We're going to run the PA into my mixer into the computer. Shit's all going to be fucking, it's going to be great. So.
Can't wait.
Potential appearance by Mass Bloodshed as well.
Potential. We're still putting together the list of bands and all that shit. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I've never really been involved with something like that. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
It'll be kind of cool. So, oh my god, today was just one thing after another. Today was like the culmination of every fuck my life we've ever read on this
ever?
Show. So check this out.
Wow.
I'm in Libby today, right?
Right.
So I get to
work.
That's
a good start.
I like that. And I love the route because it's an 80-mile drive there just fucking chilling. No fucking salvia because I'm saving money for this fucking trip. So instead of buying a bag of salvia every Saturday with my money I get from tips and my pay at Anna's, I'm throwing it into the fucking jug there with all the change and stuff. So I'm not smoking like I usually do, which is fine. I'm just chilling, listening to all the podcasts I've needed to catch up on.
Word.
And I was up kind of late last night, so I'm kind of tired. So I'm starting to take a little nap as I'm fucking driving. I'm like, oh, this looks like a nice spot to pull over. So I pull over and I hop in the back of the truck and I pop the seat down and I fucking grab my sweatshirt, my jacket, my fucking other overcoat. And make a little pillow, and I'm fucking snoozing. I set my alarm for like an hour and a half.
Oh, I think I know what's going to happen.
And I'm fucking snoozing, and I'm snoozing, and the alarm goes off, and I'm like fucking snooze for another hour, and I'm fucking snoozing. And I fucking wake up, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I can finish the rest of the drive. And I have like 30 more miles to go, so it's fine. So I get up and I fucking put everything back and I start driving and like 2 minutes after that, I'm doing like 70 miles an hour because I can't speed anymore, right? I have my own insurance policy
right,
at work.
And that is definitely speeding.
Right. No, 70 is the speed limit.
Oh, really?
Right.
What road is that?
The highway.
Oh, okay.
What?
To Libby?
Yeah. Okay. It's 70, 65 at night. And right. This was days. Okay. So I'm fucking doing 70. And I see a deer, like, start to run out, and I'm like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And he jumps out right as I go this way, and I just missed him by, like that much, dude. I saw him poop as he ran off, and I'm like, now I'm awake? Fuck. Where were you, like, fucking, you know?
When you were about to take a nap.
2.5 hours ago while I was starting to fall asleep on the... So that happened, and I'm like, okay, that's not so bad because I didn't hit. That would have been bad if I would have hit it. Like,
yeah, that would have effed the truck.
That would have effed my A and my W.
You probably wouldn't be going to Libby after that.
Right. So then I do my route, and I finish, and everything's cool. So I'm like, I'm going to go eat at this cafe. Again, going back to what we were talking about, how people have just stopped giving a shit about everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want 3 scrambled eggs, bacon. I want an English muffin. No butter. I want cream cheese on it. She's like, okay. Comes back, brings me my shit, and I'm like, is that cream cheese? It's all, like, runny and just saturated with this butter, and obviously I know it's not butter, but I'm being kind of a smartass, and she's like, no, that's butter. I'm like, oh, do you have any cream cheese? And she's like, I'll go look, but probably not. I'm like, you know what? It's cool. Never mind. Don't even worry about it. Like, whatever. It doesn't matter at this point. So I fucking take, like, a napkin, and I'm just soaking up the... It was so disgusting, dude. So my order gets fucked up. And it wasn't that big of a deal, so everything's still not totally shitty, but
right.
It's starting to snowball.
Yeah,
I'm
you're like,
okay,
what's happening next?
So I get in the truck, I'm done eating, and I go to leave, and my phone rings, and it's the office, and they're like, hey, did you already go to the clinic? And I'm like, yeah, I'm all done. I'm heading back now. And they're like, well, we need you to go back to the clinic because apparently something's wrong with their cooler.
And where are you not in Libby anymore?
No, I'm still in Libby, but I'm heading out. So I'm like, all right. So I'm like, well, what's wrong with it? They're like, well, they don't know. They just said there's no water coming out and the water's not cold. I'm like, if there's no fucking water coming out, how do they know if the water's not cold? And she's like, I don't know, they're fucking retards. So I go back there, and this is the most ridiculous shit. I go in there, and I flip the fucking thing that, you know, dispenses the water, and nothing's coming out. And I go to take the jug off it, and, like, in the cooler, there's a spigot that goes in the middle of the jug cap.
Did they not take the
Well, no, the spigot thing was way down in the bottom. So when you put the jug on, there's nothing pushing the cap up. So there's no water coming out of the jug. The jug is basically sitting on it. And they thought, like, that is fine. Like, somehow water is going to magically come out of this fucking thing. And I'm like, what the fuck, are you serious? So I take it off and shit, and I start taking apart the cooler, and there's, like, parts of it missing.
What the fuck were you doing?
I'm like, who the fuck, did somebody take this apart? And they're like, of course, why would you fucking know anything? And this is a place that works on the body. Like, you couldn't figure out why water's not coming out of your cooler, but I want you to do something with my body?
Yeah, I want you to do surgery.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude. And granted, this is Libby, and, you know, people are a little inbred. It's a logger town, if you will, so you can't expect too much, but you would think a doctor's office full of doctors, PhD people, you know, you would know that, hey, I put this jug on and there's no bubbles going up and the water level's not moving. Mm-hmm. Like, what's wrong? I don't know. So I start taking
call the
apart
water guy.
More, and there's an air filter in the thing. So when water comes out, air replaces it in the jug, and that, you know, pushes more water out. You have a filter on there so you don't get all the contaminants in the air up in your shit, and it makes it all moldy and nasty.
Right.
Filter totally gone. And this piece was just, nothing was right about it. So I take it all apart, and I put it all back together good, and I put the jug on, and everything fucking works. And they're like, oh my god, you're so fucking smart. I'm like, no, you are just a fucking retard. And again, I'm just thinking the whole time, like, cool doctors, like,
these are doctors telling you you're smart when you fix the water thing
that, like, they took apart and totally fucked up. It's cool. Like, please take me apart and put me back to, they're like, hey, we got, like, this red thing and it's beating, I don't know, fucking trash.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we got all these spare parts left.
Yeah, well, we performed surgery and we fixed, you know, your kidney, but we got these leftover parts and we can't remember where to go.
We accidentally replaced your heart with a baked potato. You have about 3 seconds left to live.
So that just kind of, on top of everything else, I was just in a pissed fucking mood now. So I'm driving back. Doing 70 again, right? Doing the fucking speed limit.
Exactly.
four or five people I get stuck in back of, like, throughout the whole trip back. One, the first person, they're doing, like, 35. And this is a highway. Like,
you're in
a 70-mile-an-hour zone. You're doing, like, 35. And I have it on cruise control, and I got, like, one foot kicked up. The other knee is steering. Arms just, like, fucking, and I'm just chilling. And I'm fucking, you know, I can steer and all that shit with my leg just fine.
Right, assuming there's no deer.
Right. And I come up, and I come around this corner, and this car is just crawling. I'm like, fucking, da-da-da, listen to the show. Fucking arch! What, like, trying to mouth the words as enunciated as possible so they could read my lips? No new taxes? Like, I'm pissed. So I pass them, and they look at me like I'm doing something wrong. And I'm like, oh, please fucking call the office and try and get me fired again for fucking speeding when you're going half, not even half of what the fucking speed limit is. Now I come around, and then there's another one, like, 20 minutes later, doing, like, 40. And I couldn't understand, like, why there's snow on the ground still, but none of it's on the road at all. Road is totally dry.
There could be black ice.
In the daytime?
Dude, it's... People are stupid.
Oh, my God. And, yeah, so that
happened.
Were
they old?
Some of them, the first couple. And what I really get a kick out of is one, this one big truck I passed. It was kind of like the truck out of Jeepers Creepers. But, like, I'm riding his ass, kind of, but not, you know, not, like, right on it. But, you know, I'm, like, letting him know I'm there.
Or grabbing your dick up against his ass, but not quite putting it in yet.
Just the tip.
Right, just the tip.
Just enough to let him know, hey, if you don't go, I'm going to put this in you. Right. So, and I love it. I'm just seeing, like, how all these people have their guns just chilling on the rack. It's like, it's not hunting season. You're just showing off like a fucking dumb redneck fuck. And I'm just waiting, like, I have it in my head, this whole scenario of how I go to pass them, and all of a sudden the window comes down, and there's a fucking barrel pointed at me and shit. So now...
That could happen.
Now, and there was, like, three trucks that were like that, the last three that I passed that were doing, like, 40, 45, 50 miles an hour consecutively. And, like, I'm playing this out in my head, so when I go to pass them, I lag back way far. So by the time I'm beside them, I'm doing, like, 85, so it's just a blur. So if they tried to get a shot off, like, I had it all, like, in my head that I was gonna get, it was fucking ridiculous.
And you weren't high?
No, not at all. It just seems like, and remember we did that story a long time ago about how those Asian mushroom pickers got beat up by
some rednecks.
That was the area I was in.
So you're thinking...
I look maybe a little bit more Mexican than I should or something. So on top of me riding their ass a little bit and, you know, mouthing the words, you fucking cunt, and shit like that. Like, I'm just totally waiting for that to happen, so... I don't know, just the whole fucking trip back, I was just fucking angry as fucking hell. And then...
Does it get better?
Well, that's about it really for that, but I'm listening to the science talk, and they're doing that whole Darwin evolution thing, because it was like the 100-year, 50-year anniversary of the origin of species, and they're having all these talks on Darwin, and they're talking about, you know, evolution and shit. And it got me thinking that, like, it was like that movie, what we said earlier, that evolution only really happens
when
a species is faced with, like, you have to evolve.
Right, like, you either evolve or you die.
Exactly. And ever since, you know, we've been evolved to where we're at now, there hasn't really been anything that has made us have to evolve further.
Right.
So it almost seems like we're at a standstill because of how convenient everything's gotten.
Yeah, we have all these luxuries and...
So if evolution can work forward, it kind of got me thinking, if things stay like that for long enough, will evolution start to go backwards to where... Like, are we de-evolving? Because that's what it fucking seems like.
It definitely does seem like that,
it does,
doesn't it?
And that shit is getting so just out of fucking control.
People are just getting dumber and dumber.
Exactly.
MBS says, like, Idiocracy, totally.
Exactly. Is that de-evolution then, or is that people just...
I think it's technology.
Technology making everything so convenient?
Yeah, but technology in its own is kind of... It's evolution.
An evolution.
Technology evolves so fast.
Yeah, so, and... It's not a living organism, though.
No.
And the only things so far that have evolved are living things. Evolved genetically and all that kind of shit. So, I mean, technology evolves as we make it evolve, because we create the technology initially. Right. Which is what Kurzweil was talking about, when machines reach a certain point to where they can start creating themselves, that's when they'll evolve on their own. And then, in that case, are they organisms, kind of? Like, is it right. a living thing still?
Are they, yeah.
So, I don't know. It just seems like we're in a really interesting time, because all of this shit is happening, and it seems like not only are people getting dumber, but we're going to start de-evolving pretty soon.
And technology is getting more advanced.
It reminds me of the Super Mario Brothers movie, where they go into the de-evolution chamber and they come out, Koopa, you know, like Goomba. That's we're going to be a bunch of fucking Goombas if we don't fucking start doing something. And it's kind of scary, because I can see it happening. 8 years ago, when we were Falfin, and we'd go to Wendy's, me and my brother, every fucking day, junior bacon cheeseburgers, ketchup only, two junior bacon cheeseburgers, plain, which meant no ketchup. Never fucked it up once. De-evolution starts kicking in, now they're like, okay, I know junior bacon, but I don't understand anything after that.
So I'll just give you some junior bacon.
Right, I understand you want three eggs scrambled and bacon and a muffin, but I don't understand anything after that.
Right.
It totally starts just getting all fucked. And that's where we're at right now, and that sucks.
MDS says, I think I've started de-evolving since I got all my news from the Jamal.
You shouldn't be doing that. The old chick says, I like how now Wendy's is Matt's metaphor for life.
Yeah.
It's not. It's my metaphor for how retarded people are. Granted,
well, they are
shouldn't...
working at Wendy's.
Right.
I mean, they aren't the most evolved bunch.
But you, that's what you do. I'm not even going to get
that's what dropouts mean... look like 10 years after their dropout.
Right, so in...
Not even. Most of the people I see at Wendy's are 40 plus.
At least.
At least.
And have maybe one tooth left.
Yeah,
and like
probably 10 kids. Yeah.
10 kids?
Ten.
Okay,
I'm
I'll
going
go
with 10.
That. I'll go with that. Fuck you, 26. Actually, being a carnivore is the next stage, because once all the plant life dies and shit, everyone that just eats veggies is going to die, and I will just be killing people to eat them. So I'm actually at the top of the food chain, whereas
you guys,
little baby whiny faggots, are under me.
Go ahead and eat your green shit out of the ground.
That's right. Go ahead and eat your rabbit food, you rabbit.
Get back in your cage.
Yeah, so... Also, I'm just driving home, and I'm thinking about all this shit, how I have all this fucking time and stuff. And they're talking about, you know, congregations and religions and stuff like that. And it got me thinking that we haven't really, it's not a religion, but like, we're preachers, and we are the shepherds, right?
Right.
And this is our flock. And
you could say that.
The longer we continue to do what we do here, the more our congregation increases,
mm-hmm.
the greater our numbers become. And exactly. So can we get tax write-offs and stuff like that?
Maybe we in a while.
In a
Give
while, not
some,
yet.
Yeah.
How many numbers do you have to have?
I don't know.
At least 1,000?
Yeah,
so
at
I
least.
I think we're starting
we're
to come up on
there.
That. You know, maybe. But
I don't even know what our numbers are, actually.
Yeah. I haven't looked in forever.
Yeah, we should do that.
So, we've been getting... I just want to mention this, and then we'll continue on with some fuck everything. We've been getting a lot of emails lately. People... I don't know if you've been seeing these. I'm sure you have been.
Yeah,
because you get all the emails. So, we've been getting a lot of emails of people feeling guilty about how we produce all this amazing content, and it's all free.
Mm-hmm.
So lately, I'd say the past couple weeks, a couple weeks ago, I didn't mention it because it was one or two a day, if that. Maybe one or two every couple of days. But lately, it's been like 5-10 a day.
At least, yeah.
And it's all these people that they're feeling guilty. They're like, I'll read one here I have written down. It says, Dear the Jam Hole, I've been listening since about episode 34, and we think it's so wonderful, all of this great content that you guys put out there for free. How do we give back? We are in tough economic times.
Mm-hmm.
You provide a free service. We want to help you help us be entertained and kill time.
We want to make sure that you will always be there.
Exactly. That's... And we've been getting these, like, just constantly
yeah,
now.
Yeah, first I was just so, like, whatever, but it's kind of crazy.
And I like the emails. I don't want to be like, okay, this is what you do, now stop emailing us. Like, always email info@thejamhole.com if you even just want to say hi. But to answer everybody's question, yes, there is a few ways you can give back. One is just simple, just tell your friends. The more people we get listening to this, the bigger it's going to get, the more fucking, what's the word for it that I'm looking for? The more persuasion,
popularity
we get, the more persuasive we can become in things that we want to change.
Right, when we have that many more people backing
us. When we're like, hey, make abortion mandatory until you're 21 and have a test, and you have like 10 followers, they're like, ha ha ha, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, when you do that and you have 10,000 followers, they actually will be like, oh, maybe that's a good idea. Yeah. When all 10,000 people are like, yes, please do this, because we're drowning in a fucking sea of retards, okay?
Fetuses.
So that's one way you can do it. Then the other way is you can just go to thejamhole.com/donate, give us money, we'll give you shirts and stuff. I think, do we have any left even?
We have a few shirts.
Is there? I haven't even
looked
in the box.
Yeah, there's probably like four or five.
I sent out that last group of orders from when we were doing that special.
The two for $20
thing.
Those sold like crazy.
Like hotcakes.
Like hotcakes podcast.
I know. Thank you. So yeah, there you can do that, and thejamhole.com/vote. Basically, you can give us money, you can tell your friends, put up posters. We're getting a bunch of stickers.
Yeah,
we're going to New York with like 2,000 stickers, and if we have any shirts left, I'm gonna set aside like 10 shirts to bring with us, just so we can have them when we're
there.
This
is the only, I'm only gonna wear Jam Hole shirts once.
The whole time we're
there? The whole time.
Jam Hole hoodies and shirts?
Yep, that's all.
Pants and shoes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Knees and toes.
Knees and toes. Are you okay?
Head, that's shoulders, knees, and toes.
Is that the Blitz?
How'd you know?
Because,
usually I get, is that the blueberry?
What?
The blueberry?
Dude, is that a dingleberry? That
no,
is
the blackberry.
Sweet.
Blackberry, right.
Right. Duh. No, dingleberry's
yeah,
good.
Well,
no,
it's blue.
It has a blueberry keyboard, but no, it's the Blitz. That's sexy.
Fuck.
How are you? How's work?
Oh, it's awesome.
Is it really awesome? How are you?
Hard to find.
Hard to find.
Still getting F'd.
It's funny because me and Brayden seem to have switched lives.
He's
got
no
a
job
now and I don't.
Yeah.
And it's the first. Fuck my life.
So you know it's almost Lent, right?
Almost. Pretty close.
You know, Lent is usually the time where people will give up things if they believe.
Like their technologies.
Well, no. Usually it's food.
Oh, right.
Stuff like that.
Right.
But I saw an article I came across today that is called Catholics Are Urged to Give Up Texting for
that's
Lent.
That's what I was thinking. I saw that.
Does that seem weird?
I don't get it. You can't text for
like,
Lent?
Like, hey, can you just not communicate with anybody
for
Lent?
Well, you can call them.
No.
Is that okay? You just can't text?
Well, Roman Catholic bishops in Italy are urging the faithful to go on a high-tech fast for Lent, switching off modern appliances from cars to iPods and abstaining from surfing the web or text messaging until Easter. So I guess you can still call? Is that...
But you can't drive or... Like, why those specific things?
I know.
You can't drive, use an iPod, text... And try and refrain from surfing the net.
Man, I got to get in on that shit. I guess I'll just walk everywhere, not talk to anyone, and just
are you
God.
Religious? Are you Catholic? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord?
Amen.
Who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, crucified under Pontius Pilate, was buried... Fuck, I forgot the rest of that.
Well, I'm not really one to believe in what I like to call the praying theory. Everything just
the
kind
crane?
Of praying,
like Karate Kid,
like
no,
praying,
how God created
dear Father
human
ice.
Race. Just bang, humans. There's Earth. There's humans. There we go.
Done and done.
And
I'll be in the back.
No big deal.
I'll be in the back creating hoes.
Which that would make us all inbreds if that's how that worked.
Yeah, that they're I'm not dumb.
So no.
Like, hey, how's your life? Down at the bottom? Oh, are you
cool.
Religious? That makes sense.
Yeah, that explains it.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just came across that, and it seemed kind of weird. And if...
just got to pray, and my problems are solved. Mm-hmm.
How about... Hey, Roman Catholic Church, We'll give up texting for Lent if you give up having sex with little boys for
forever.
Lent. Just really? Let's start. Hey,
okay.
I like
that's
where,
a big step.
I like where your mind
baby
is.
Steps.
Baby steps.
They would like baby
hey,
steps.
Rome wasn't built in a day. All right. So fuck. Did I tell you what happened today? Other than all that other shit?
No.
Well, today I woke up at 5:30 a.m. to my boyfriend flipping on the lights and shouting, "We have a problem!" Yeah, it's 5:30 in the morning and you're turning the lights on and off. Go back to bed, Jesus.
That's crust.
Our chinchilla.
Okay.
Is that like just the gay pet of choice?
Chinchilla?
The chinchilla, because it's soft.
It's just a, yeah.
But it's small enough to still fit up your butthole.
I don't know, they're pretty good size.
Yeah, but that's all fur.
True.
You can cram them up a butthole really easy.
I guess I wouldn't know.
So our chinchilla had gotten out of his maximum security cage, and half of our apartment is now underwater because he decided the water line that leads to the fridge would make a tasty midnight snack. Fuck my life.
Wow.
Fuck my chinchilla.
I should keep it in your ass next time.
I know. See what happens? They're like, you know, should we let him out for air? And I was like, nah.
Oh, maybe that's what he meant by his cage.
Right. Maximum
he got out of
security,
his cage.
A.K.A. my boyfriend's asshole.
Right.
That's okay. I call it The Rock, Alcatraz. Yeah. Today it is my twin sisters and my birthday because we're twins. Birthday,
yeah, when you
same
you,
day, right?
Right, that okay. Makes sense.
We both wanted a day at the spa for our birthday. My sister got a gift certificate to the spa, while I got mouthwash and a $20 gift card to Target. My mom said it would cost too much to make me pretty. Also, fuck my life. But you're twins. Do you not look? That sucks. Oh, because both of them.
Right.
Like, I'm, it's
yeah,
gonna,
you can look
hey,
pretty.
Next
not
year,
so much.
She gets the mouthwash. You yeah. can look pretty.
I don't know if you know this, but we're kind of in a depression. So.
I don't know if you know this, but beauty is only skin deep.
Yeah.
Right. Today, my best friend, who I've been secretly in love with forever, was ranting about her ex-girlfriend. Her ex-girlfriend? Lesbians?
Ooh, hey.
I'm interested. Go on. Then she said, quote, "If you were only gay, we'd be perfect for each other." So I took the chance to tell her I was. Hey, I am gay, and I've been in love with you forever. I sniff your underwear.
I have like six pairs.
I have...
Oh, that's where it went.
I give her her own underwear for her birthday every yeah. year, and then I give her bras for Christmas. She's like, "And I have a pair just like these. I haven't seen them in a while."
Huh. Weird.
So I took the chance to tell her I was. She responded, "Well, I still am not attracted to you, though. Fuck my life." Wow, bitch. I always kind of wondered that. Like, women are total cunts to guys. Like,
oh, yeah.
If it's a dude that... Like, if a guy goes up to a girl in a bar and he's like, "Can I buy you a drink? Or is that a mirror? Because I can see myself all over your pussy," or whatever, however that goes.
I don't know.
And, like, a girl will just be, like, a total fucking cunt to him. So I always wonder, is it like that when they're lesbians and a girl hits on another girl? Like, does a girl go up to another girl and be like, "Did it hurt?" When your hymen was busted from heaven? No, wait. Fuck. How's that go? Like, are they, do you think?
I don't know. I guess, I think they're probably just bitches to anyone that is interested in them, and
vagina
they are not.
Or not.
Yeah, don't matter. If they're not interested, they just don't give a fuck.
That makes sense. Today I was in Spanish class having a debate. So, hold on, excuse me. Is it hold true, like, when guys are only friends with girls to fuck them, right?
Well,
so,
yeah.
Are girls only friends with other girls if they want to fuck them, or will girls keep girls as friends even if they're lesbians?
I think
if we have any lesbian listeners besides my girlfriend, call in 406-204-4687. I'm curious.
Well, they need someone to go to the bathroom with.
That's
is that
true.
What that is?
That's all it is.
Probably, because, you know, they never go by themselves.
So all girls are lesbians then?
In one way.
I think
or
one way
just,
or another.
Yeah, just imagine. How, or
there aren't too
just
many girls that I don't
I'm
know that won't kiss
getcha,
another
getcha,
girl.
Getcha, getcha.
Mm-hmm. Just a that? Matter of how gay they
one
are.
One way or another. I'm going to get you. No.
What song is that?
I don't know. I just
I know
that's,
it.
He said one way or another, and all I heard was going to get you.
That's a terrible song. I know that.
Today I was in Spanish class having a debate about the death penalty. What? In Spanish class? When I went to make a point, I meant to say la pena de muerte, which means the death penalty. I said la pena de muerte, which turns out that means the penis of death. Fuck my life.
That's awesome.
We will kill you with the penis of death. If that happened, if that was a way to kill people, crime rates down.
It's true.
Crime rates and gas prices just rock bottom, dude.
Well, I guess
I think
if you're
figured it out, Matt.
If you're
you saved the economy.
See,
the
that's
cock
what
of
I'm
death.
Saying. Now, if we had 10,000 people, we could maybe
we
get
might.
Something changed. But until that happens, so yeah, tell a friend and give us money. Jamal.com/donate.
I guess if you do have a big enough dick, it could be the penis of death because it could be considered a deadly weapon at
like,
some point.
Literally, I cut that bitch in half.
Right. You know, like you can only have a knife with the blade so long.
Right. I know.
Otherwise,
before it turns into a sword.
Right.
Of justice. The sword of 1,000 truths.
Yes. This is right here on my thumb drive.
The cock of 1,000 cunts. I will slay you. Today, my friends decided it would be funny to give me a hickey with a vacuum cleaner while I was passed out drunk. Pretty funny.
So when someone's like, did you get attacked by the vacuum cleaner? You can be like, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I did.
Yeah, actually.
Not only do I have to try and explain this to my girlfriend,
oh,
but
cool.
We're meeting at her parents for lunch this afternoon. Fuck my
Better
life.
Better wear a turtleneck.
What an asshole.
Holy shit.
Like, right, just nowhere, like, on the forehead, just...
I'm guessing his friends knew that was going to happen and... Ahead of time.
Right. Actually, your girlfriend told us to do that, dude.
Yeah.
So, fuck your life twice. Today, I slipped on the ice in front of my apartment, spraining my cankles and cracking a rib, while I laid on the ground immediately after my neighbor chewed me out for saying shit in front of her 4-year-old on my way down. Fuck my life.
Wow.
Like, slip, fall, oh, shit. You shouldn't cuss in front of my perfect... Shut up, cunt! I would have kicked her baby just out like
a fucking drop
what
kick.
What was that fucking game? Battletoads. Excuse my face.
That's old.
Battletoads, when you do the headbutt thing and then the big boot comes out and it kicks them off the screen.
Yeah.
I would have done that. Just fucking got up, dusted myself off. Fucking headbutt. Dude, fucking boot. Boom! Off the screen. And then I would have looked at her and been like, now what did you learn, you fucking slut?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. She's like, that's fine. I got 8 more at home. I don't give a fuck.
And more are coming.
I know. And 2 in the bun. Or 2 in the oven.
Yep.
Buns. Right.
What?
What? Today at a red light district, an old lady crossing the street fell right in front of my car. I started laughing.
And continued
today,
driving forward.
Today, I had... No. I would... Oh, my God. Today, I told you guys about that when me and Ryan were in the truck, and, like, this old lady was right there, and we started to go, and she, like, stopped, but it was icy and almost went down. It was so
funny. Oh, that's
funny.
Terrible.
Oh, fuck. I got out of my car to help her. The light turned green, and I was still helping the woman to her feet. An officer came by and ticketed me for impeding the flow of traffic. Fuck my life. As he should have.
Mm.
Fucking A, dude. I would have just rolled right over.
Yeah.
It's dust. It's not
just
like...
Blow away? There's no evidence.
No! She would have just
disappeared. Blows away.
Fuck.
Poof.
Poof. Dust in the wind.
Whoa, where'd you go?
I don't know. Did you see that? Why is there a walker in the middle of the road?
I know.
Give that a ticket. It's impeding the traffic.
There's a walker stuck in my axle.
Ah, fuck. Today I had to make a family tree for one of my classes. When I was going through it, I realized that both my parents have the same last name. I asked them about it, and they told me that they are actually second cousins. Fuck my life.
Wow, that sucks.
That explains the Down syndrome.
Well, it's actually legal to marry your second cousin.
Right, but it's not good practice
no,
to get into.
No, you still shouldn't do it. That would be kind of embarrassing.
Just because having sex with a dog is legal.
Imagine the wedding.
Fucking
right. Your
it.
Friend like, dude, isn't that your second cousin?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why all my family was there.
Right, instead of having the two sides, it's just
right.
One.
It's just like a big family reunion, really.
It was, actually. We actually coordinated that so we
right.
could have it on the same day.
Right.
So everyone, right.
It was, we just got married at our family reunion.
Exactly.
Fuck my life.
That's what, fuck my life. Oh, today to remind myself to write a check for my speech and debate team, Lynbrook Speech and Debate. Holla. Holla back. I wrote LSD money on the back of my hand. Lynbrook Speech and Debate.
Right. Makes sense.
The vice principal saw it, dragged me to the office, and called my parents. Fuck my life.
What?
Today I had sex with my girlfriend. Fuck my life. Today, while getting off the... I hate that. Being the stud that I am, after a short time, I turned to her and said, "You think you're ready for round two?" She replied, "No, but I do think I'm ready for the rest of round one." Yeah, fuck my life. My girlfriend's a comedian. Jokes at my penis's expense. Yeah. Fine. His feelings are hurt. Whatever. You ever had sex?
Yeah.
Okay. you had to think, have I ever had sex?
There was that one time.
I think, does it count if I had the ass in, or the ass what? In my dick? If I had
well, that depends.
Yeah, were you fucking or were
what
you getting
kind?
Fucked?
Define sex.
Yeah.
today, while getting off the bus, there was a lady in front of me wearing a dress, and suddenly her phone dropped out of her bag. I picked up the phone for her, which landed right beneath her dress, and as she turned around, she thought I was trying to take pictures of her panties. She slapped me. Fuck my life. I hit her back.
Yes.
I hit her with her phone.
Fucking bitch.
See, you can't be nice to anybody these days.
No, you can't.
You try and help an old lady cross the street.
You get arrested.
Yeah.
You get a ticket.
You get a ticket. You try and hand this lady her phone. Chances are he probably did sneak a peek, though.
But, yeah, but...
Hey, reward is what I call that.
Should have worn a longer
that.
Skirt, I guess.
I know. You don't wear short skirts if you don't want guys to check you out, right?
Right.
Like, girls,
if you had a skirt that covered your snatch, you might not be able to take pictures.
I know. If you were wearing panties, I wouldn't. Oh, a couple more here. Today, my grandmother patched up my $300 vintage limited edition designer jeans because she thought I'd accidentally ripped them. Fuck my life. You know what? If you pay $300 for any kind of jeans, you're a fucking retard.
Especially ones that are all ripped.
I know.
Really? Like, oh, I'll just fix that for you. You just ruined them. I thought, what?
She's like, I know, you're a douche. Don't buy $300 jeans. Now, what did you learn, douche?
Exactly.
Did you come out of my daughter's twat? Because you're a fucking idiot. I raised her better than that.
No, you didn't.
You're right. Last one for tonight. Today, my wife told me that she wanted a divorce. Game over.
Actually, now it's game on.
I know. Oh, fuck. I need to go read back through the manual, man. It's been so
Forget,
long, I
yeah.
forgot how to play that game. It is also my 39th birthday today. For my birthday present, she gave me a subscription to Match.com. Fuck my
Oh, I thought she wrapped up some divorce papers or something.
Right? She's like, honey, just what I've always wanted.
Yeah,
thank you.
Oh. Not only am I leaving you, I got you a subscription to Match.com and eHarmony.
Yes. Fuck it, hey.
Start looking for your compatible match.
You're going to need it.
Well, it might be a guy online.
I was going to say, would have been awesome if she gave him a subscription to one of the gay dating services. Yeah.
Because that's what's when he's going to be once he's single again.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, you never fuck me anymore. I just assumed you were gay.
Yeah, I mean, you were the one that wanted to get fucked.
Right. A little nice change, right? Forgive me, Father. I have sinned.
how bad have you sinned?
So bad.
So bad. So how many days has it been since your last confession?
Oh, two?
Two
fucking days,
well,
Father.
I want you to hit yourself right now.
Okay.
Yep, two punches in the face.
Right now?
Right now.
Father, I don't know if you know this about me.
Oh, well, I kind of am all-knowing.
Oh, right. Sorry. So
I kind of know everything.
You will...
So, actually, yes, I do.
Yes,
so what is
I
your
do.
Problem, child?
So you will know that I work in a porn store.
Correct.
You will also know that I see sex all day, every day.
Yeah. I do get the German stuff from you.
Father, I know, I've seen you in there before.
Yeah.
I've lost any desire for sex. This isn't a healthy environment, Father.
Because you work there?
Because I'm in, I work in a porn store.
You're like, so desensitized.
Is that like the porn stars? Like everyone's like, oh my god, that'd be such a great
get
job.
To fuck get all paid. The time.
But
yeah.
Like then, any kind of relationship you'd have, it's right. Like you just got off of an 8-hour shift of fucking. You come home, your wife's like, oh, let's fuck. You're like,
I'm good.
Fuck you, bitch.
I just got off work.
Yeah, I've been doing that
yeah,
all
I
day.
Just got off work. Yeah, that's for you. That's sad. That but is. You can't quit your job, not in this economy.
No, mm-mm. You gotta keep that shit. Because
you know you ain't gonna find another one. And if you do, it's gonna be working at fucking Wendy's, fucking up my orders! Sorry, it's the last
so
time.
So instead of fucking people, you're getting fucked instead.
I know, either way.
At least there's something to look forward to.
I hate everyone, Father. At least everyone in my class. You may say, son, are you not in a class all on your own? You may think that, but no, I am not. When my friends are absent, I feel so relieved. Like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. My head and shoulders, because I have a little dandruff
yeah,
problem.
Just a little bit.
Right, just a little bit. I don't have to pretend to be happy and friendly for their sakes. If you have to pretend to be happy and friendly to your friends, are those friends?
I don't know. I mean, why is he... Is he unhappy with them, or...
I hate everyone in my class.
Right.
When my friends are absent. So you hate your friends, then?
No, he hates his class when he doesn't have his friends there?
No. I feel relieved when my friends are not there. Because then I don't have to pretend to be happy and friendly just for them.
Yeah, so they're not your friends.
Okay, so I'm just a loathsome piece of
right,
shit.
Right, you're just a piece
I
of shit.
Kill
that,
myself?
Yeah,
okay.
Two-faced.
Thank you.
Piece
I like
of shit.
To have my friends around, they make me angry.
Father, all four phones in my house stopped working simultaneously. Quadrotaneously,
whoa.
If you will. All four at the same time. I think someone was tapping into my phone line and killed them. It's just what I think.
Is that what happens when someone taps your phone line?
That's what I think happens. So I went out and bought some new kick-ass phones. They talk when someone calls. Call from Pizza Hut. Call from Billy. Call from Nevada. Big thanks to whoever was trying to stalk me. I don't know how I ever lived without these phones.
Really?
Are you the kind of person that has the Lexmark printer and it's like, printing has started, but doesn't turn that shit off because you like that voice?
Right,
because
it makes you feel less lonely.
Right, exactly.
Now that you have someone to talk to.
You sit there and you print stuff just so you can talk to your printer.
Yeah.
Hey, printer, what are you doing today? Fucking control P, enter. Printing has started. Oh, nice.
Cool.
Me too. You know, just hanging out. God, that's like an old person thing, I think.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Like those things that came out a while ago that had not the thing you would talk to it and it would dial the number and shit, but it was kind of like that, I think, caller ID. But it wasn't a whole phone. It was just the caller ID.
Yeah.
For people that were not really blind but couldn't see that well, so they couldn't read their caller ID.
So it
would say
right.
It. Just, so annoying. You shouldn't use a phone.
No.
I'm sorry.
Who are you kidding? No one's gonna call you.
No one's calling.
If you're talking to your printer.
Right, call from Pizza Hut. Like, Pizza Hut will not stop calling me. I had to put them on my DNC list. Just
seriously.
Do not call me, Pizza Hut.
We are not friends anymore.
Father,
yes?
I'm a girl.
Pretty sexy.
Fucking A.
Wanna take your shirt off?
Kinda. Show us twins. I've always just been one of the guys. Is this Danny's?
Possibly.
Maybe. No one has ever asked me out or hit me. Oh, sorry.
Oh, hit on
me. Pride. Thank you. Sorry.
Get those confused.
I really... No one has ever hit me. I really wish they would.
That's
your wish is my command.
Your wish granted.
You dumb bitch. Father, I really... Really, really am sorry. I told you I was self-conscious. Too self-conscious. It's quiet. A little too quiet. Is that... Can you be too self-conscious?
I don't know.
Is that like an OCD thing?
Yeah, maybe you're just like overboard where it's like...
I know there were certain stages or categories of self-consciousness.
Well, when you're just too... Like, you're constantly looking in the mirror. Right. That's almost narcissism.
Or like you're just over-analyzing everything you do or say and like... Yeah,
about
just,
yourself?
Right, and just like, God, I'm just freaking out. I don't know.
An Aspie. You have Asperger's.
Right.
You're a fucking retard. Cool.
Cool.
Oh, Father. I think he knows I'm in love with him.
Excuse me?
I told him. I think he knows.
I think he knows. I said I love you. I love you.
I like you a lot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm willing to tell him that I don't feel anything like that just to get his friendship back. And we are not in high school.
You may think we are.
But nay, we are not. I'm so lame. Ah, lame. Like, he knows I'm in love with him, and he bailed. He turned tail and headed for the hills. The ones that have eyes?
Right,
you
two.
Know, okay, you, two eyes, right. No, yeah. Okay, thank you. Does that suck when you're just like, I love you, and you turn around and he's gone? You're like, what?
Man, if I had a nickel for every time that happened.
I'd have a shitload of nickels.
I'd have a shitload of nickels.
No.
At least 25 cents to 30 cents.
At least. That's happened 6 or 7 times.
Yeah.
But 50.
Last one tonight, Father. And I'll let you go. I made a confession yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I just posted lyrics to a song that speak the truth of my life right now. It's gotten more hugs than any other confession I've ever posted. Yes, I went through 70 pages and found it.
Wow. How many?
I feel guilty.
You're a regular on group hug.
Well, no, I just feel guilty because it wasn't really a confession.
It wasn't really you.
It was plagiarism, Father.
It was.
And I'm sorry.
That is against the law.
Lock
Thou
me up.
Shall not steal, my son.
Thou shalt not steal thine lyrics.
I don't know if the Lord can forgive you for that one.
Yeah.
The Lord might, but fucking the RIA or the MPAA, or yeah, the RIA, they will not.
No.
And unless you pay them big bucks, no whammies. Big bucks.
Time for an indulgence.
A what? An intervention? Indulgence? Oh, God, the 10 indulgence, or the 12 indulgence.
For God to forgive you.
Right. Is that what it takes?
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, whatever. So, do you want to call it in the air? Because
not really.
You're not having very
you
good
You can just
luck.
Go and read.
Because that's what's going to happen. Okay, I want you to pick. We're going to do some news here, episode...
Dude, I'm calling heads again.
162. I want you to pick, though. Do you want me to start it tails up or heads up? 7-Up. Remember that game?
Yeah.
Fucking hated that
Terrible.
Game. Don't touch my thumb!
God. Touch me.
Heads up or tails up? Because this will make the difference.
Heads up.
I'm going to say
okay,
tails.
Okay, tails up, right. And you're going to call...
I'm calling heads.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
It is tails!
Fuck!
You
my
suck
life.
At this game. All right, here, start this. And I will start this. This one is called Rapist. The Rapist asks for death. Fears rape in prison. See how that comes back
yeah,
around?
Yeah, I see.
Like, you I know what I've done. I've seen what I've done. I don't want to happen
want it to me.
I don't. Is that just desserts?
Yeah.
Like, I would almost feel bad if you went to prison and did not get raped.
I know. Like, that's exactly what
While
should happen.
Why we put you in there.
We actually have a special wing. It's called the Whorehouse. That's where all the rapists go.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the... It's actually called the Whorehouse Red Light District of
right.
prison. And then all
that's
the...
That's where all the bubbas are at.
Right. All the normal guys, we bring them down to the Whorehouse. And, you know, during the hours of 8 and 8, we let them maybe have a little sex. You know, see where it goes.
Ready for see your daily mate cock sandwich.
A Seattle man who'd admitted to raping two women at Myrtle Edwards Park was sentenced to 20 years in prison Friday. I've been there.
Where?
Myrtle Edwards Park. That's where Hempfest is.
Oh, sweet.
Earlier this year.
Can we go to that?
Yes.
We gotta go to Hempfest sometime.
Earlier this year, Angel Galvin Hernandez pleaded, guess the race.
Mexican?
Very good. what gave it away? Was Hernandez? Angel or Hernandez?
I'm going with Hernandez for sure. Sorry, I was reading the chat. I got distracted.
Giggity 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 goo.
Can we leave this silence in here, please?
Ooh. Some good salvia.
That's how you know it's good.
I know. Earlier this year, yeah, he did that. Two counts of first-degree rape in the separate August 07 attacks at the waterfront park. In both attacks, Hernandez, who is 26, was accused of beating and choking his victims as he forced himself on them, or in them.
Right, in, on and in.
26 years old. In 8 years, could you picture yourself doing that?
In you're 8 years?
You'll be 26 in 8 years, right? You're 18 now?
Right.
You'll be 26 in 8 years.
Yeah.
Right. Could you see yourself doing that? Just, hey, I'm gonna go take a walk down in Woodland Park and maybe rape, maybe
rape
not.
The next
I don't know.
I see.
Well, the way things are going, anything could happen.
Hey, I'm not saying I will.
I'm not saying I won't.
Allegedly, I might.
Yes. Jesus, anything could happen. Seriously.
I'm gonna remember this episode when you're like, dude, I need a place to hide from the cops. I'm going to be like, why? What happened? You'll be like, well,
remember that one discussion we had?
Yeah. Remember episode 162?
Well, I might have done that.
Yeah.
Let's just say I did do that.
Which
what
part?
Then?
Oh,
all of it.
That's very, like, he wasn't just fucking, like, he was beating.
Right.
And choking. And forcing.
I wonder what his motive was.
Like, dude, if you force too much, you'll break it. I don't know if you know
well,
that or
that's
not.
That's kind of what they like, I think.
Do they?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're probably, you know, choking
well,
them.
Choking
them. Choking while they're going
them.
Down.
Yeah. She's like,
just,
oh,
I'm
choke gonna
me. Tear that bitch up.
Choke me. We know what that's like.
Wait, so raping someone would be like having sex with one of your ex-girlfriends?
Yes, actually. The one that's
one
like,
particularly.
Hey, the one that was like, okay, so you're going to come home from work, but you're going to pretend it's not your home.
Right. And
you're going to break in. I'm going to leave the window open.
Right.
You're going to break in. I'm going to be sleeping.
Naked.
Naked. You're going to come in and I'm going to fight it. And you're going to just fucking rape my asshole. Well, not my asshole, but.
But.
Well, hey, if it's rape, I'm picking.
Yeah. You can't be too picky. I mean, if you want me to rape you, I'm going to rape you.
I couldn't imagine that being very fun.
I'm going to make it very realistic. I don't know. Have you ever watched rape porn?
No.
Nothing makes your dick get hard like some fucking rape. I don't know.
I've never seen rape porn either.
Maybe
I know.
Wow, Jamhole host.
I'm sorry. I just haven't.
Can we put the show on hold for a sec?
Do you have any?
Maybe.
Dude. I'm cool. I've seen bad enough things.
Maybe. Whoa, dude. Not
Whoa.
Cool.
I've seen a girl eat another girl's poo.
Yeah, who hasn't
I've seen
that?
Some messed up junk on the
I've seen that
okay,
also.
Dude.
My buddy's brother sent it to him on his cell phone, and he made me watch it. I couldn't quite tell what was happening until then she like ate it out of her ass,
uh-huh.
And then some other girl comes up, and they like pull it in half and eat it. And
awesome.
Then she like goes up to the asshole and gets the rest of it.
Shazam says they're not
scrape it out.
Shazam says they're not really getting raped. Well, the one I have, yeah, they are.
Do you
so,
really?
What was I gonna say?
How do you know that?
Fuck.
I don't know.
I totally forgot. Damn you, pot! I mean, Salvia.
Fuck. Don't worry, you'll be fine in 15 minutes.
Oh, right, I remember. You've seen a dude take a glass and shove it up his asshole, break the glass inside his asshole, and then pull out the pieces of broken glass and blood, but you've never seen rape porn.
I've just never had the opportunity.
Oh, given the opportunity.
And it's
well,
not
fuck,
something that
I
really
found.
Look for either.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
never,
just not my thing.
Right, I've never looked for it.
Call
but
me crazy or fucked up,
or,
but
you know yeah.
I just don't like, I'm just not into that.
Right. If I was sitting at home one night, just bored, and I stumbled across it,
fact,
let's say, I might check it out.
Lesbian porn would have to be probably
allegedly.
My favorite.
Allegedly, I would check it out.
All right, I'll show you after the show. Speaking of kink, see, you'll want to stick around for the after show. That's all I'm saying.
He only finds it funny because he thinks you're kidding.
Well, he only finds it funny because he doesn't know when I say I'm going to show you after the show.
I totally believe him.
I mean, I'm going to rape him and show you after the show.
Yeah.
Rape porn. Okay. Right. Okay.
You can't rape the willing.
Oh.
Whoa.
Trade me spots. In a turn characterized by Spectre, speaking of King County Superior Court, Hernandez pleaded with Judge Julie, not to be confused with Judge Judy, Spectre, to have him executed rather than send him to prison. So he's like, I raped two women, I choked them, I beat their fucking asses because... You know, I tried to tell them, they didn't listen. I had to beat it into them. Whatever. Neither here nor there. I will die before I will go to jail and get raped.
Right.
Right. I prefer death. This is a quote. I prefer death 1,000 times over being raped.
Yeah, but at least...
I think so, I feel that way too, really.
I would too.
I almost think I'd rather be shanked in the fucking rib
cage. But check this out.
Instead of raped in the ass.
He broke the law. And when people break the law, we punish them.
Right.
We usually tend to punish them with things they don't want. Like,
exactly.
Things they don't like. He just told her what he doesn't want to have happen. If I was the judge, I'd be like, done, rape 1,000 times. Next case.
Yep.
Like, that's...
It's like, dude, you're a criminal. You don't get to pick what happens to you.
I know. People are always like, oh,
in fact, that's what we're aiming for. I'm going to trap you in a room with Bubba, and he's going to do whatever he wants to you as long as he wants.
That's what I'm saying. People are always like, death is the easy way out for criminals. Make them suffer.
Right.
Some of them enjoy being in jail because it's like a community. It's like...
It's easy.
Prison's economy is doing better than ours right now. Like,
how do you feel now?
Well, they get free food, free medical.
I know. That's
what I'm
saying.
To go to the hospital.
People in prison have better health care than you.
And that's what they do, I bet. They're like, oh no, not jail.
Oh my God.
I know. This guy just told you, maybe this guy's gay, and he's like, oh no, don't rape me 1,000 times. Please.
I'd rather die.
Anything but that.
But
don't rape me 1,000 times. Like, really? So
I don't think that's what it,
I guess
it
you
is,
never
though.
Know.
Yeah.
In a turn characterized by Judge Julie, without humor as ironic, Hernandez begged not to be sent to prison where he believes he will be raped. Why would you have that preconception about prison?
What, did he get raped?
Yeah, like who start? That's just,
well, you know,
that's an urban myth.
You always hear the term "don't drop the soap."
Yeah. Like,
you know, there's always going to be some harder motherfuckers in there than you that really like men.
It's an urban myth started by
movies.
Exactly,
it's always in movies. That's where
it still could happen.
Like, we're all dudes.
If it's maximum security, you never know.
At most, we're gonna bro down a little bit. That's it. No gay stuff. Bears
right
to the front. Right. So.
I think maybe in prison, but not in jail.
Not well, like, in jail.
Like, what?
If jail, you'd be prison and jail, two different things.
Are we
things.
Talking like Oz and Prison Break? Like, is that...
No, jail and prison are two different things. Like,
well, that also depends what kind of prison.
Right.
There's
when
maximum
you go to
security.
Jail,
there's minimum security.
When
you're probably
to,
pretty safe in minimum.
When you go to jail, you do not collect $200. No, that's all
did,
I wanted to
you
say.
You
do
not
ahead.
Pass go.
Sorry. That's what I interrupted you four times to say.
But
so what were you saying?
Well, there's also minimum security to maximum. And minimum, you're probably pretty safe because they're in minimum because they're not that hardcore.
You right. Know, those are the short sentences.
You know an awful
probably
lot.
The only reason I would, if I were to ever go to prison, is probably where I'd be put.
You know an awful lot about prison.
Yes.
Wow.
I watch a lot of Discovery Channel.
Have you ever been to jail? I watched Prison Break till it started to fucking suck.
Thanks.
Christ. Hey, we just killed Sarah. Guess what? New season started. She's alive. Oh, my God. Fuck you.
26 says, Matt, prison rape is actually very common. The guards usually overlook it.
Really? How do you know?
Yeah. Okay,
all
now
lies.
You're the expert on prison?
I refuse to believe that men would have sex with other men.
I agree with you.
That's
okay.
Bullshit.
Definitely.
But what about...
I'm calling bullshit. We're
BS.
Men. Manly men. We're men in tights. Tights.
It's not about being...
What's that from?
That's Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Hood Men in Tights?
Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Okay, thank you.
Did you hear? Okay.
Point to Braden.
Wow.
Wow.
Maybe... It's not about the 26 gay. Says, it's just, they just need to fuck.
26 says, you ignorant motherfuckers. You know how I know he said it like that?
Now I know how Mike feels. Fuck.
Which one? What? What does
Mike
that even
with
mean?
A Y?
Oh.
What? Remember when he was on the show? He's like, you guys are so fucking ignorant.
Do you really?
Do you remember that?
We're just good actors.
We're just kidding.
Quote, I prefer death 1,000 times over being raped. A tiny man, less than 5 feet in height. Well, that's not nice. Bitch.
Now he's got a complex about
it. I know. Like, now I really don't want to go to jail.
God.
Fuck. You remind me how tall I am.
It's like, you remind me of a little boy.
How short I am. I know.
Yeah, he's almost fragile. Like a little boy now.
He's like a little dude.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's just a little bro.
Just a little guy?
Just a little bro. Could you imagine, though, getting raped by a 5 foot tall midget?
Oh, my God. Yeah, but he's the one
that's going
to be raped.
I don't really think that'd be possible, because I don't think a 5 foot. Well, tell him he could overpower
some,
me.
Yeah,
really.
I hope he's got a stack of phone books to stand on.
Oh, check this out. Holy shit. Oh, fuck. A tiny man less than 5 feet in height. Hernandez told the court he'd been sexually assaulted numerous times as a street youth in Mexico. He's like, and by the way, I'm here illegally.
Oh, I'm not supposed to tell you that?
Oops. Do you think that's true? Do you think he's just like, oh, I raped these women because I was raped when I was a street youth living on the streets.
Right.
Listening
that's a lie, I'm
to
sure.
The streets, original pirate material, because their new album fucking sucks. Like, Prison Break sucks.
And Lost sucks now.
Fuck! See? Perfect example.
People just don't care anymore.
They're just giving up.
They're like, whatever.
At this point in time, these fucking retards will watch whatever. Watch this. I'm going to put a 30-minute show of my dick, and they're going to love it. And did it, and the reviews are in.
We can
Brilliant.
Make shitty movies, shitty music, shitty TV shows, and people will just keep buying it.
Well, we can make...
Like that South Park episode where they say shit. Everyone's just so jacked up on
it. It always comes back
to
South Park.
Always.
And then they just ended up saying shit throughout the whole show.
Check this out. If the new season of South Park starts and it fucking sucks, show is done. I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
There's no more hope left for the fucking human race.
Seriously.
Everyone just fucking kill yourself. It's over.
I can understand that.
And you know when I'll do it?
What?
Allzypalooza, May 23rd. Could you imagine just mowing down the... that would make history.
Well, we need some machine guns.
In Kalispell, done. That'll make history in Kalispell, Montana. And if not, the world.
Whoa. The world.
Fucking A. Get your life insurance policy.
I could see South Park going
bad. I'll start writing my will
just because they're, on season 13 or 14 now?
Yeah.
That is so many. Yeah. Like, that has been
they
on
just
TV
feed
forever.
Off the media, though, as long as there's
that's,
news.
Yeah, that's true.
They
so
do,
really,
like, what this is and what all these shows
what's
are.
What's happening
that
in the now they just manipulate
events.
And make fun of.
Notice
and it's
how
as simple as going on YouTube and finding something lame and making fun of it.
Yeah.
That's what we were wondering if... Sorry.
Fucking with my mic.
I had to turn it off for a sec. No, that's what we were wondering if when that Obama, when their election episode came out, we're like, did they seriously wait to see who won the election before they made that episode, or did they make two different episodes? Like, because they do that shit. It's always shit that's happening right now. But usually, like, shows like that will make all the shows for that season, and then, you know, the TV company releases it, whatever they're called, the fucking, the producers, or
I think
the fuck.
I don't know. I think they probably wait.
Okay, so 5 foot man rape. Quote, I just want to pay for the act of cowardice, he added. I admit it. I just don't want to be raped. That's
you don't
sad.
Get to choose your punishment,
Sorry,
dude.
That, like we said, you get
raped.
Well,
you kind of fucked yourself on
times.
That. You raped that woman, you kind of gave up your rights there.
Is it rape if you fuck yourself?
No, that's
if
just
you
masturbation.
You don't
want to
be fucked and you fuck yourself.
As I said earlier, you can't rape the willing.
But how...
this guy...
Get this fucking
That's why the mixer's near you.
For the record, I am not gay.
I'm not high.
Well, now I definitely think you're gay because you just said you're not. So now I know you're insecure about
it. I know, we're gay as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore.
After all the shit that's been said on the show, I don't care anymore.
It's, who cares? I was just lucky enough to find a girlfriend that's manly enough to satisfy both my gay and my not gay sides.
And if some days, if you want a chick, she can dress up all pretty. And other days, if you want a dude, she can just wear some of your clothes.
Just beat my fucking ass. Yeah. That's all. According to police, Hernandez first attacked a then-homeless woman in the park, beating her with chunks of concrete and biting her during the rape. He escaped only to attack another woman days later.
Nice.
If you were going to rape somebody, like we said before, why... these fucking retards that go around raping elderly people.
Don't just rape anyone. Rape, like the fucking hottest chick you can find.
I know, granted, this
is probably, you know.
Yeah, at least. Granted,
come on.
This is probably...
You're gonna do some. Do it right.
This is probably a lot easier, you know, homeless and elderly people.
Right.
Which goes back to what we were saying, how people are just getting lazy and everything nowadays. They just don't care anymore. They're like,
true.
I could go out and fucking stalk and find and rape, you know, this hot, sexy model, or I could just go over here and just stick my dick in this passed out homeless bitch. No fucking motivation or anything. It's sad. It's sad. The first,
that is sad.
It starts in the mass media and then it trickles down, and that's how you know it's bad, when 5 foot tall Mexicans are raping homeless women.
Right.
That's how you know this shit is done. You're done.
I mean, if you're going to rape someone, you should be able to withstand being raped yourself.
Question.
Okay.
Mr. Nice Guy says, is this a whole show about rape?
You know, you would think that.
No, just this news story.
Yeah.
Right. What do you think a homeless chick's twat would smell like when you're just getting ready to just chow, just in...
Probably just like
just
a dumpster full of rotten garbage.
Do you think?
Because that's what they...
rotten garbage.
Because that's how they store their food.
Well, that's what they eat and such, and where they live, basically.
And they poop out rotten garbage.
Right.
And their twat is right next to their asshole.
And,
right.
They wipe back to front, not front to back like they're supposed
to. And they have yeast and bladder infections and... Right.
All that.
That's awesome.
I know.
Hey, if you're going to do something like that, you just... You go
you
for the best you can.
All you can be.
Hey, I'm just doing the best that I can. That's all I can do. A passerby broke up the second attack and held Hernandez to the ground until police arrived. That passerby, a former soldier in the army who asked not to be named.
So.
What? Give me a G.I. Joe name.
Fuck.
Quick.
I don't know. I can't.
Give me a G.I. Joe
name. That's forever
ago.
Somebody
in the chat. The show is not continuing until I get a G.I. Joe name. I'm not even kidding. Anybody. G.I.
No one can do it.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Flint something, maybe.
Cobra Commander. Okay.
That's
a different...
He's not a G.I. Joe.
Yeah,
he's
that's...
a Cobra Commander.
That's its own
I'm gonna
show.
I'm going to need a G.I. Joe name.
How about just G.I. Joe?
G.I. Joe.
You could Google it. I didn't say from who. I need it.
I need
it right now. That ninja dude? Okay, never mind.
Hold on. Hold the fuck on.
Do you want to do it? Because I'll still do it.
Oh, what? I found G.I. Joe character.
Snake Eyes! Okay, check
no,
this out.
Man.
Hold on, let me find my spot. Da,
great.
Da, da.
Ruined it.
That passerby, a former soldier in the army who asked not to be named, was his name Snake Eyes? Oh, that would have been better with his other name. Oh, shit. 26 says, I think homeless bitches twats have puncture holes from creative heroin experiments.
Yes.
Thank you for telling me to check the feedback for that.
Awesome.
Then, I guess that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, right. Well.
Oh, fuck my face. Addressing the court, the victim in the first attack told Spectre that the injury she sustained during the attack linger, much like her smell, and that it's changed her day-to-day interactions from friends. You're homeless.
Yeah,
just
like how does that affect you
just
in any way?
The criminal doesn't get
to pick. Is that really
pick.
Surprising?
He doesn't get to pick. No, it's not.
Not at
like
all.
He got raped in your home.
Just
like
the,
oh,
just like the criminal doesn't get to pick what kind of sentence he gets carried out.
Yeah.
I don't think the homeless chick or person or whoever should get to choose how their interactions with their friends on a day-to-day basis are affected by being raped.
Right. Like, you're homeless.
You're homeless.
So you don't, nothing you think, yeah, say, none of your opinions
you're
matter.
You're lucky we're even charging this guy for rape.
Yeah.
Well, like, you're homeless. You've hit rock bottom.
Yeah,
no
you're
one
not,
gives a fuck about
and
you.
And you've
so.
Been hit with rock bottom, yeah, with concrete.
That, you're not even really a person anymore. That's, so you don't legally have any rights. So.
That's a good point. Now, could we talk about this? Should we just do this bit for the Depot Park show?
Just this one right
just
here.
Just redo it?
Just, sure. It'd be great.
I'll write it all out. We'll have someone transcribe it and shit. That'd be so fantastic.
I don't give a fuck.
And dude, my name's Matt. This was Brayden Man. This is the Jam Hole. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah. Rape the homeless.
163 episodes of this shit. fuck. Addressing the court, yeah, her interactions, day-to-day friends, right. Still, the woman spoke with sympathy for Hernandez while asking that the maximum sentence be imposed. Quote, "A life is precious because you only get one," she said, coming from the person who threw
are
their
you,
life
you,
away.
Are you like, sure really? You only get one life?
Are you cool? Yeah, that's a good point
I
also.
I mean, can you
but
prove
I'm saying
that?
That's a great quote coming from the person who threw their life away,
yeah,
to be a homeless bum.
Right.
It's like, you,
you
life,
have no life.
Life is so precious. You only get one. Use
fucking
it wisely. I gotta shoot up real quick. Hold on. Use
gotta
it
go
wisely.
Back to my box.
I hope and pray every day that you get the help you need. He's like, man, I was thinking the same thing about you. Fuck.
God.
While Hernandez's attorneys requested the minimum 10-year sentence, Spector agreed with senior deputy prosecutor recommendation and sentenced Hernandez to a 20-year term. Under the conditions set, Hernandez will complete his minimum sentence, but remains incarcerated until a state board deems him ready for release. Like, hey, you be Hernandez, I'll be the state board.
Okay. I can't do a Mexican accent.
Okay, I'll be Hernandez, you be the state board.
I still don't know what I need to do. What are you
right.
asking from me?
Never mind. Oh, right. Are you gonna rape any more people?
No. That's the right answer, right?
You're free to go.
All right.
Right this way.
That was close.
Anywhere in particular you'd like dropped off at?
Yeah, next to that dumpster, I guess.
Myrtle Edwards part. Oh. Any dumpster? You
wherever.
Guys have a dumpster here? Yeah, that's perfect.
That's cool.
Hey, I'll show myself
oh,
out. Thanks.
God.
Probably in the back of a restaurant.
Oh, fuck.
No.
Explaining. See, I knew this was going to get funny. Explaining her decision, Spector turned to a letter she'd received from his second victim. In the note, the 41-year-old woman cautioned Spector and future authorities not to be put at ease by the tiny, timid predator. Again, with
tiny,
the fucking
timid-
height thing. See, I'm not the
this
tallest
guy. No wonder
guy in
the he
world.
Doesn't want to go to prison.
I know.
They're fucking
like,
cracking.
Have you
this little tiny?
Have you
so
seen
small.
Me? I'm this big. I wear tiny pants by the Aquabats. Do you listen to them? I wish I had some Aquabats.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's a great song. Throughout the 45-minute attack, she wrote, Hernandez calm and determined, but panicked each time he heard someone walk by. Just like this big and just like jittery
oh just
as fuck.
Tweaking.
Hey, Hernandez, stop smoking crack.
No, he's scared of getting raped.
He's really like
he's.
I can just picture him just tiny and anxious. Just fucking shit. And like I'm not the tallest guy in the world. I can sympathize with his short complex
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
But you're not 5 foot.
Well, no, I'm like 7 inches taller.
Well, that's
I'm like this much taller than him.
I think this guy's just really insecure or yeah. just needs an excuse for
no.
why he doesn't want
to I don't
go
think
to
you can be that insecure though and still rape somebody.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
maybe that's why he raped the homeless chick. Insecurities.
But if you're so worried about getting raped, you probably shouldn't go raping people.
Right, or committing any other kind
yeah.
of crime that could send you to
like, personally,
prison.
If I was the judge, I'd just shake my head and be like, wow.
Wow.
You're not a very smart person, are you?
Well, there was a certain level of consciousness, certain level of thoughtfulness that went into this crime, Spector said. I believe you need to be locked up as long as possible to protect the women in our community. And I hope you get your butthole raped.
Cool.
And that's it for that story.
And court is adjourned.
Yeah, court is adjourned. Rape 1,000 times. Done and done. See? Solving problems. Give us more followers.
If
we're ready.
Only one day when we have enough people listen to the show, when we ding that bell, that means new law. And then it'll actually happen.
New law or and/or a joke was just made.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll get a different bell.
Sometimes we need to let you know for that.
Yeah, well, we can use the cowbell.
Okay.
Maybe more cow.
Could you imagine? Has anyone emailed us yet and been like, hey, you guys, I gotta say, I love the show. I think the show's fantastic. I've been listening for about 7 months now. I just gotta say, use a little more cowbell.
Just a little more. Just don't need more cowbell.
Just a little more cowbell.
Yeah, just a little more.
All right, what you got for us? Episode 162.
This one is called...
Two. Go.
Naked man stages 7-hour protest atop local church.
Where?
On top of a church.
Naked?
Yes.
On Sunday?
Possibly. Allegedly. No, I don't know. A naked man who threatened for 7 hours to jump from a cross on top of a 2-story church in Mid-City is now facing vandalism charges.
Huh. Is really?
Vandalism? Wait, you might wonder how did he vandalize something?
Can I call it right now?
Go.
He either took a dump and or urinated. Some type of excreta was released from his nether regions.
Police and firefighters were called to the West Central Presbyterian Church around 8 a.m. Sunday morning.
Booyah!
You called. All right, that's 1 point.
I always thought.
When firefighters arrived, they found the unidentified man threatening to jump from the cross about 10 feet above the roof of a 2-story building. The man was apparently protesting Christianity. Apparently. The fire department rescue teams worked for hours.
Hey, did anyone else see a naked dude up there last Sunday? Okay, just
just wanted to, wasn't just me. Because I did eat some shrooms earlier, and I just... Okay. Worked for hours to entice the man to come down. The man ranted, and at one point spread his feces on the cross.
Right.
Right.
See, personally, what I think feces. People go wrong, when he was threatening to jump, they should have just backed up. Okay.
Or pushed him.
I'll wait.
Like, please, let's go.
I would have tried to just pick him off.
Yeah.
First one to drop him gets $10.
Like, if he wants to jump, just let him fucking do it.
Yeah.
Did you
care.
Say feces or species?
Shit.
Poo.
Human excrement.
On the cross.
Yes.
In the shape of Jesus or the Virgin Mary something?
Like, he wiped a big smear on the top part of the cross and then on each side crossing.
You know what? I would have been like, dude, I'm the painter. What? This is paint. It's brown paint.
Yeah.
It smells like poop.
It's coming from...
And I keep it in my ass.
And I got plenty more where this came
and
from.
And I poop a lot.
I poop too much.
Not
I get tired. Okay, so an air cushion was set up. The ladders extended to the top of the roof. Why are you even trying to rescue him? Just let him jump. Like, yeah, the... Parking lot's right there. It's nice and
have fun.
Soft.
But that wouldn't be Christian. Like Christian,
no, that would be good. Point.
Would be like if he would have stole the communion wafers.
Right.
We would have called and made death threats to him and
would.
His family.
They would have been picking him off.
Right.
First one gets $10.
Christian like. Yeah. But I mean, you're just pooping on a cross.
Right.
Like I do that every day.
Jesus Christ.
I actually had a toilet custom made into the shape of a cross.
Nice.
I also have one that's
like
the
my toilet paper
and
has
the
little crosses all over
also.
It.
Right.
They
what?
Didn't hear.
I heard both of you. What
I didn't hear
did
anything.
You say?
That's not important.
What did you say?
I said we have a toilet that is shaped like a cross, and the flusher is broken. On
right.
It. Okay. Drink.
We have a bunch of voicemails to play
do
tonight
we?
Too. Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna be able to get to any of them.
Are you sure? Maybe just like two.
Maybe. What? Yeah. Read. Maybe we'll see. They want us to call Danny on our cell at work.
Really?
Well, first they wanted someone to call in as Danny.
Okay.
But then I think I saw it and I wasn't supposed to see it, so now they want that instead.
But fire officials said the cross itself, which the man apparently climbed onto via a ladder at the back, was too rusty and unstable to allow firefighters to lean on any equipment against it.
Nice church, God.
That's not shit. That's just rust. Don't worry about it. Fire paramedics and police eventually talked the man to coming down around 3 p.m. So he was up there for quite a while.
Holy From shit. What time? He was 8 up there?
8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Wow. He was putting in like a work day, man.
Yeah. He was
he's like going, he's walking there.
Got
he's
my
like,
8 hours.
God damn this 9 to 5. Fuck my life. Today I woke up and had to go poop on a church. Fuck
I
my can't. Life.
Fuck my, I hate my job. Well, that's pretty much it for that story.
So, did he get arrested?
It doesn't really say.
Do you think he
Oh,
will
the
get...
man was placed under a 72-hour psychiatric hold.
What?
And that's it.
Did he say Satan made him do it?
Or you just have to be crazy to climb up onto a cross naked and wipe your shit on it.
Did he... you know? Will he get raped in jail? Prison.
He was allegedly quoted that he did not want to go to jail to get raped. He would rather die 1,000 times.
That do you think he is a jam hole listener?
I hope so.
That is fantastic. Did, was the poop in the shape of a jam hole?
No.
Logo. No. Okay.
I mean, yes.
Right. So, is that for that,
that
story?
Is it.
Really? Okay. I don't think that would get you good credit. You know? No.
For what?
It, hey, I have publicity negative, is good publicity.
I have
so.
Negative credit,
right.
by the way.
So anything's good.
I mean, very negative publicity. People really won't like you very much.
Don't you? Shh. Any publicity is good?
Yes.
Right? All of it? That's what I hear.
A 72-hour psychiatric evaluation. What's the time?
An hour and 30 minutes.
All right. Well, this one is called Cape Cod Boy 13... Not, like, 13 of them, but one who is 13.
Is 13 years of age.
Accused of killing rival brother. His bro. His own flesh and
He was
and
a blood,
blood
and his bro is a crip. What do you do?
You're, even if it's your own flesh and blood.
You know,
man,
you just sometimes
we,
you gotta bust cap.
That's how we roll. You see the West Side set, you better
well,
turn
he,
around.
He pissed me off.
You're just rolling with the wrong crew.
This comes out of Hyannis, Massachusetts. Like most boys, 13-year-old Michael Mendez... Menendez? My voice is dying.
Really?
Hold on.
Drink up. Rockstar, nectar of the gods. Now give us free Rockstar.
You can't do that with these with
no,
the cap
they're
on.
Way too big. They're kind of thin.
No, you can't, but the cap can't.
Oh, right. You right. can't. Okay. Just set that there.
Go! Those things, like, totally don't even faze me anymore.
Yeah.
It's like drinking soda.
I know. Just pound it.
It's just a big can of soda. Like
holy
most boy.
Don't hurt yourself now.
13-year-old Michael Mendez looked up to his big brother Jordan. Right, most boys.
Right, moist boys.
I think we have the title to tonight's show.
I think so.
Moist boys. Say it. It's hard to fucking
moist
say.
Boys.
Most
boys.
Right. Okay.
Most boys.
Most of them. The most two boys. Rode bikes together, did yard work. Were you and your brother like moist boys?
I'm sure at some point.
Did yard work together and hung out together. Like, when you and your bro are just standing next to each other with your dicks out.
No
just,
gay stuff.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, check this out. But when it came to the family business, yours goes to the right. That's weird. Mine goes to the left. Half of that's true. But when it comes to the family business.
Did you see what 26 said on the forums?
Maybe. What?
Well, you know how you like
talking shit on the forums.
Yeah, he was
we're gonna
like,
"Be in New York, and I will beat your."
He said, "Really? Because mine has a right hook." You're like, so does that cross them out? Does that do that? Does that make them cross each
oh,
other?
Oh yeah,
out?
I reply. Yeah, okay.
And he's like, "I don't know. Let's cross swords and see what happens."
Don't cross
let's throw
the
condoms
stream.
And play lightsabers. Yes.
Do you never cross the
oh,
streams?
Oh my god, that's bad news, Bears. What?
Is this show over?
No, not yet. Are you good?
Yeah.
You cool?
I'm waiting, okay. Dude.
But when it came to the family business, what do you think? They're Mexican. I just want to throw that out there. What do you think the family business is?
I'm going to have to say gardening or just...
Carpentry.
Really? No,
carpentry.
Drug ring. Oh. A major drug ring.
Well, I was just thinking
ring.
How, like, you know, California oh, shit.
I was close.
Who mows your lawn? Who trims the hedges?
What I should have said is, what do you think they're illegal?
Right.
Or no, they're pharmacists. It's cool.
Oh,
never
right.
mind.
Yeah, they're
take
here legally. They're just Mexican.
Right, it's fine.
They're citizens.
A major Mexicans were carpenters.
Jesus was.
Yeah, for 50 cents an hour.
That's bullshit.
At least.
Fucking economy. Michael did not want to share, police say.
He didn't
You're
want to
13?
Share?
You're 13? Like, what do you know about dealing drugs?
I
know enough that
age.
I don't want to share with my brother.
I learned
who
from
I
watching
look up
you.
To. And what? Sorry.
His parents, obviously.
Right.
Right.
Michael, M-Y-K-E-L. Is that Michael? Mikkel? Michael?
I would
Michael?
Say Michael.
Michael? Michael, a seventh grader, is now accused of masterminding the slaying of his 16-year-old half-brother.
Slaying.
Half-brother. Slay?
Right, in half
Like reindeer?
Brother.
And what? Santa? No. Slay like slayer. Like,
right.
Fucking donut.
Ready, bro.
Fucking
donut.
He killed a 6-year-old half-brother so he could take over the drug op. One police say they inherited from their father, who is in prison for running one of the biggest
really?
Cocaine rings on Cape Cod. They actually called Guinness. They measured the ring.
Biggest?
Yes, the biggest cocaine ring in Cape Cod. On Cape Cod.
Right.
Because Cape
on
Cod
it.
Is
story's
like
got some history behind it.
An island, and you're on it. Right.
Right.
Yes. Jordan was found shot. Damn it. Stabbed 27 times.
Fuck.
How old are you?
Where's my money, man?
13.
Where's my money?
13 years old.
Yeah. But
where's
I will
money?
Fuck you up, nigga.
I will fuck your shit up. Maybe you know my father. He's in jail.
Because of cocaine that
of
I sell
cocaine.
Now.
We're in what Guinness. Ends? Look it up.
Biggest ring.
No,
no
big
deal.
Oh, my God. Could you... Fuck. I'm 28 and I couldn't imagine doing that to my brother.
Seriously.
I mean, if he
well,
really
brother.
Pissed me
half
off. Well,
brother.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe then the connection's not really there.
Yeah, you don't really care. So.
But, like, you shot him, you stabbed him 27 times and then dumped him into a pit where you torched his body?
Whoa.
Like, really? Hey, 13-year-old, are you cool?
Are you cool, dude?
Are you okay?
No. Definitely,
are you afraid of being raped?
Like, I'm sorry, I was mad. I was angry.
I learned.
The devil made me do it.
I've confessed. I've made peace with my God. Everything is A-okay now.
Moving on.
Moving right along. The killing has shaken the normal quiet of. What? The normal quiet of winter on Cape Cod. I thought, like, winter was the town name. Got it. The summer tourist destination known for its beautiful beaches. Saltwater taffy. Beautiful bitches.
Yeah, it's got, they got some beautiful
their
bitches.
Their Rottweilers are un-fucking-matched.
Oh, my God.
Unmatched anywhere in that area.
You don't even know.
You don't. He's- Jordan Mendez lived just a few miles from the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport. Quote, it's very disturbing.
Hyannis.
Is that when you're stoned? No, never mind.
No.
When you get a bong up your asshole...
That is
and
a
then
hyenas.
Someone tries to right.
Yeah,
blow up
you have a hyenas.
Hyenas.
Or you are in hyenas.
Right. It indicates what drugs can do to people, whether they're involved with drugs or selling them. It's a dangerous life no matter how you look at it. Michael's lawyer, John Kuna,
spit it out.
Dismissed claims by authorities that Michael planned his brother's death to take over his drug business. Quote, he loved his brother, Kuna said. He's not the 13-year-old Al Capone. Well, no shit. The boy's father, Manuel Mendez, 33, ran a
sweet.
Drug ring that brought large quantities of cocaine to the Cape from New York and Boston. Jordan was 8 and Michael was 5 when he was arrested and sent to prison to serve 8 to 10. 2 years later, in 02, authorities caught him running the drug business from behind bars.
Whoa, that is talent.
Fucking A, dude.
If you can sell drugs,
boys, man.
Those moist boys. Fucking A, man.
If you can still sell your drugs from prison, go ahead and do it.
Hey, I got the internet. I can do this from wherever. It doesn't.
They
even
let me keep my cell phone. Whereas. No big deal.
Holy shit.
That's a sophisticated little kid.
I know, dude. That's crazy.
Sure.
2 years later, right, in jail. That time, he was sentenced to 35 years on federal drug trafficking charges. Authorities say Jordan took over where his father left off, selling OxyContin and cocaine. A little something I like to call Mississippi Speedball.
Yep. Nothing like a Mississippi Speedball.
Fuck, nothing like it. District Attorney Michael O'Keefe said Jordan was a significant drug dealer. Michael, according to authorities, was jealous of the money Jordan was making and wanted to take over. Over 2 days in December, police say Michael and his 20-year-old cousin, Robert Vacher, said 13-year-old Kevin Ribeiro stole $10,000 in cash from Jordan, killed him, poured gasoline on his body, and set him on fire.
Wow, that's another story where someone gets set on fire.
I know,
that's
weird.
A lot of that.
I think those kids played a lot of Grand Theft Auto.
That also. I could see that. Mm-hmm. But also, they sold a lot of cocaine.
Right.
And, hey, cocaine, I don't know if you know this or not.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Those are some pretty discreet thoughts for what they were
but
five when
so
they got arrested.
But so young. But I guess if you're
well,
raised
he's been he was brought into
ever
it.
Ever since you were born.
Yeah, I mean, it's only because people aren't brought into that until an older age, but he was younger.
But
so
a violent instinct at such a young age.
It's but just, you are. That's
but
all.
That's
you've all, known
that's what you. That's what you
since,
were taught.
Yeah, that's all you've known.
See,
since you
when
were born.
We were kids, we were taught to not be like that because we had good parents. So
and we're not Mexican.
Yeah.
Totally.
Right. See,
but your whole life, that's all you.
Yeah,
do.
That's what you were. I mean, that, when you have parents that are like that, you kind of. You reflect that.
See, I only had one parent that was like that, so I only had, like, a little bit.
Right.
So,
so you just did it. You didn't.
Right. I didn't have to kill him. I mean, fuck. Jeez. It's only money. Come on. I'm just looking over this.
You know, cool.
Trying to find my spot.
I don't care. That's cool. Whatever.
Over 2 days in December, police say Michael, his 20-year-old cousin Robert... Nope, see, that wasn't it.
Fuck.
Motherfuck.
That wasn't even the right spot.
The three walked into a car dealership, pulled the 10 grand out of their pockets, and bought him a used silver BMW. Lawyers for all three used deny they took part in the slaying, quote, to actually kill somebody to obtain money to buy a used car, which they have no license for and won't be able to get a license for almost 4 years. That's a lot of fours. That's not the way 13-year-olds think, said William Jens, the lawyer.
MDS says, Matt, Danny says, holla, she's wearing your belt.
What? Nuh-uh.
Oh, the belt you bought her?
The one that doesn't fit?
Yeah, she's
really?
Wearing it.
Okay.
Is she wearing it around her, like, abs?
It's actually my shirt now.
Yeah, so it actually holds my shirt down.
Quote, Jordan was very close to Michael. He took care of him, looked out for him, he loved him, said their mom. Barnstable police detective remembers Jordan showing a tough exterior when a dozen police officers stormed his grandmother's house to arrest his father. Quote, I can remember him staring down some of the SWAT team members, saying we'd better not mess up his room. Better not mess up my room.
A little four-year-old kid.
He was
like,
standing right
fucker.
Up to us. That's pretty crazy, though, being that young and, like, SWAT team storming in your grandma's house.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, don't fuck with my shit. Like, wow, dude.
Like, four,
you got
like,
some cojones, little man.
I fall to the
props.
Ground and whine.
You got some cojones.
26 says Danny should get mad and inadequately sized cock ring to retaliate. This is how big it should be.
Right. Okay. In proportion to what? After his father was sent to prison, Jordan, named after basketball star Michael Jordan, just so you know, number 23, deuce trace, became the little man in the house. 2 years later, his father's brother, Daniel Mende, also an alleged drug dealer, he was killed. He said losing his father and uncle was tough on Jordan. He was hurt, she said. I think he would get angry because there wasn't anything he could do. Crabbeer says Jordan was involved in drugs, says he had recently begun to turn his life around after some minor scrapes with the law, including arrests for some weed and trespassing. His mother says grades in school had recently improved, and he talked with an ex-girlfriend about moving to Florida, a.k.a.
our most fucked up state.
Right, after finishing high school to open a clothing store. As a front, drug cartel.
Right. Sell drugs to the back door, right. Sell clothes to the front door.
I just like it when you say back door. It's funny. Yeah, and that's about it for that story. They're cool. Just like, oh my god, how could this little kid do that? When it's in like, all reality, if you're raised like that from ground zero.
Especially in this day and age, exactly. In this depression we're going through.
Hey, times are tough. We do what we
He's
can.
He's like, I can't find a fucking job anywhere else.
I know! This is the only
what else am I supposed to
my
do?
My friend was like, hey, I know a guy. I'm like, fucking done. I don't care what it is.
I can't.
Is it rape? Because I don't...
No.
Okay. Because I'm only like 5 feet tall. So.
Yeah. I kind of have... It's weird.
That's what you gotta do sometimes.
I couldn't find a fucking job, but everyone wants coke.
Okay.
So.
Think of it this way. It's not cocaine. You're just say drugs in general.
Okay.
If you
anything.
Had a family that you knew there was no way they'd be able to eat and, you know, have a roof over their heads and shit, unless you sold drugs... Most people would do it.
Right.
It's your family and shit.
I'm sure there is some people that do that.
Right.
Because that's their only option.
But you stabbed him fucking 33 times.
Yeah, now that's a little...
27 times.
That's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have to do that part.
Right.
I can understand the drugs.
That's it for that story. So, do you got another good one? Or
I do.
Okay.
We should do one more.
Fucking bring it on. Maybe we'll do a voicemail if we have time.
All right. This one.
There's so many. And they're so funny.
I know. Every
I listen to all of them. They're
I heard most of them.
I don't really. Well, yeah. There was a lot, but I had some time. So, yeah. I listened to them all. But most of them, hilarious.
I know. These people are too funny.
Fuck, dude.
I really.
You don't even know.
If
Comedy Central heard that shit, like,
they'd be its own, like,
we'd have no listeners because they'd all have jobs at Comedy Central.
I know.
Funny fucking shit.
Can you guys write our jokes?
Dude, don't even joke about that, okay?
Okay.
All right, what you got?
This one is called Pregnant Woman Died Several Times After a Heart Attack.
Excuse me?
Then gave birth to a healthy baby a week later.
What? Whoa. Is that real?
Yeah.
Several? Like, more than
like,
three?
Yeah, she,
more than a few?
At least twice.
At least twice?
At least two times.
At least a couple times.
Yeah. That's a minimum.
Wow.
I know.
Is that possible?
Obviously. I'm not going to
die more than once?
I don't know how truthful the healthy baby part is, because that thing is fucked up looking. My dad, it's like...
I don't know about healthy. It definitely is a baby.
It is a baby of some kind.
Species.
But not saying how long it's going
to
live.
The origin of species. Let's bring it back to that.
It's going to stumble over its face a couple times.
Yeah. That's if it gets dropped on its head even once, it's effed.
Right. Jamal.com. I'll post the links to the show notes in there. And yeah, you can see the picture of the baby. It's fucking
A mother who suffered a heart attack and died several times gave birth to a son 8 days later. Cheryl Crisp, P. Cream, was... that's all I could think of. Was 6 months pregnant when she passed out in the car. She was resuscitated by doctors in the car park.
Hey, can you post the link in the chat? They're asking.
Car park of a GP surgery, whatever that is.
GP?
GP surgery.
Good pussy?
Surgery.
Right.
Right.
That makes sense.
The perfect vagina.
Right.
Her heart stopped again in the ambulance, taking her to hospital. Not the hospital.
Right.
Taking her to hospital.
To hospital.
Right.
Like twice.
Yeah.
Right.
No, T-O.
T-O-O?
T-W-O.
Dude, that is so way too hospital. Hospital. Hospitable. Hospital. Right.
Right. The ordeal robbed her of her memory and her dignity, and she had completely forgotten she was pregnant when she came around. But yesterday, she
like a reach around? Right.
Yeah, she forgot she had got a reach around.
Right.
Right. But yesterday, she and her partner, Terry Kemp, were able to celebrate a happy ending to their incredible drama as they cradled baby alive. Oh, baby
Albie.
We're the
Baby Alive.
Baby Alive! We named it Alive because its mother's dead now.
Yeah, because it's lucky to be alive. Miss Crispy Cream had been shopping on December 2nd when she passed out in their car before suffering a heart attack. So she passed out and then she had a heart attack.
Right. Logical next right. step.
Frantic, Mr. Kemp drove to their GP surgery in Elmer's End near their home in Beckenham,
hey, for
South
the layman,
London.
Can you just say what GP is for?
I forget.
Good pussy.
Right, good pussy surgery.
Right, thank you.
I forget. Southeast London, and ran inside to plead for help. The doctors came out and started to resuscitate. Hey, you shut up, moist boys.
Fuck. Oh, fuck you.
So, resuscitate her.
Do you want to do the moist boys bit there also?
Yes, on the car park pavement, he said last night. It was about 10 minutes before they got any sign of life out of her. I was hysterical.
Viola Chick says that baby is U-G-L-Y ugly.
Yes.
Fuck yeah,
the good
dude,
pussies have, the good pussies eventually stabilized her in
of
the
course.
Car park, and she was taken to the Mayday Hospital.
We're going down, Mayday.
During the short journey, her heart stopped again, and the paramedics used a defibrillator, right, to resuscitate her. Fuck. I'm done with this story, I think.
All right.
That's about
so,
it.
Is that for that story?
Yes.
Okay, so Shazam says cock rings are nice when masturbating, too, I've heard. And 26 says, how am I supposed to get one? Ask someone else, no thanks. Now, that's weird, and I mentioned that from the chat for the podcast, because some kid on our forums, I'm not going to say who it is not old enough to buy himself a fleshlight.
Seriously. Like, just...
So he was like, hey, will you do it and get it shipped to your place and then send it to me? And
it's
I'm like, yeah, I guess.
That's kind of more weird.
But then I was like, why do you want me to do it? And he's like, oh, because I'm not old enough to get it. And Whoa. Then I was like, oh. And I was like, I guess. But, like, the more he sent me the money and shit, and the more I think about it, like, the more I'm just like, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, probably not.
So, I don't know. I kind of wanted to see what you guys thought about it. Like, should I do that and get it for him and send it to him?
I mean, you can, if you want to be, you know, nice
I just,
guy.
I think of it like, if I don't get him, like, this thing, then he's going to end up fucking, like, a Coke can or something. He's going
right.
to hurt himself.
Yeah, he's going to need to go to the hospital. He's going
right.
to get stuck on his dick or something.
Shazam says, would you buy alcohol for a teen? Well, are they going to fuck the alcohol? Like, I don't get this. That's totally different. That's,
it's because it's illegal?
That's something that fucks you up. This is something you fuck. Like,
right.
I don't, you can't really
like,
compare
that fucks
it that
you
way.
Up, and this you fuck up.
Well, I kind of agree with this. I would never buy one either.
I wouldn't
that's
buy
pretty,
alcohol for a teen.
That's pretty disgusting,
but,
in my
like,
opinion. Like,
you're
I just...
You're 18 and I'd buy you a bag of weed.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know.
But
it's
that's
just
illegal no matter how old you are.
I don't agree.
I don't know.
Necessarily think
I'd probably
you
laugh
be...
at him, but dude, get out of my face. That's so gross.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It started out because we had the affiliate thing and he was saying something about he was going to order one of those
mm-hmm.
and then he was going to send money for a shirt and then he's like, will you order it for me because something and then... It ended up being because he was young, and it was so.
Right.
It wasn't like, "Hey, I'm 17 or 16 or however." I didn't even think to ask how old he was. Will you buy me this thing to fuck? Like it was a drawn out kind of thing. So I don't know. Which it also kind of tripped me out. Like, are you a cop? Because if you tell me, then you know you can't do anything. Like that's. So yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it really.
I don't see
matters.
The. I mean, you're doing it already, but
yeah.
it's because it's a law and it's illegal, and that we could get in trouble for it.
Well, now that so. You brought, I mean, if you
well,
would have said anything,
this is all fiction. But I'm saying, if hypothetically
if right,
right, I don't know.
I mean, so, of course you're not going to, but hypothetically, if you were to.
Right. What would you guys think about it if I did?
Right.
Right.
Personally, I think the situation's fucking weird.
Like, hypothetically, I'd be like, only if you send me videos of you using it. Right. And then that would make it.
Well, let's just try it out, see how it sounds. Hey, Matt, will you buy me a dildo online? I can't buy one.
Well, when you put it that way, no.
Okay, so there you go.
Hold on, text.
Wait, why do you want a dildo?
Text it to my phone, because that's different.
Same thing.
Whoa, dude.
Well, that fucks you, the fleshlight you fuck.
Right, it's totally not
that's
gay.
Two different things.
A sex toy is a dildo, in my opinion.
Shazam says I'm offering my services to all.
I know the difference.
So think about it this way, Shazam. Would you fuck somebody that was 17 or 18, and if they paid you to do it, like, I don't know. That's not the same.
She says I'll only charge a nominal fee.
That sounded better in my head. All right, well, we might as well play at least one or two of these.
Yeah, we have time for like two.
Because we did.
We're an hour and 53.
We didn't actually play him last show. So, yeah if you guys want to call in to the voicemail line, we'll try to play your voicemails. We do listen to each and every one of them.
Of course.
Of course. And they're all completely fucking hilarious. The number's 406-204-4687. That spells.
Got P.
Exactly. First voicemail.
Hey, it's 26. I just want to say recently, if you haven't noticed from my call-ins, my mind's been, like, slowly disintegrating. But yes. More to the point, I'm listening to the fucking radio. If some fuckwad calls in and he's like, well, you know, I guess that caused some controversy when I mentioned the words National Socialism and Obama. Really? You caused some fucking controversy because you're calling the president a Nazi? What the fuck is your people's problem? People are just fucking racist shithead faggots. I'm fucking sick of all of them.
That's funny awesome. That he mentioned that, because that shit happens, like, all the time. And then I was listening to UID today, and they were talking about this mayor of some town in California that's kind of by where they live. Mm-hmm. From his like, he's the mayor of a city with, like, more than, you know, probably the population of where we live.
Right. Probably, and like, four times bigger.
From his personal email, he sent out a thing to a bunch of people, and it was a picture of the White House with watermelons growing all over the lawn, and it said, guess something about, I guess there's no Easter egg hunt this year, kids. Sorry, kids. The Easter egg hunt has been canceled. Something like that. And they're like, that's racist. Because, yeah. And you know what he said?
What?
He's like, I didn't know watermelons was a stereotype for black people. Like, what? You're a mayor of a city, dude. You have black people. I could see if it was in Montana.
If you just live in this day.
Three black people, but that's California.
Everyone fucking knows what stereotypes are what.
I know.
Everyone.
And that just seems.
Who doesn't know that chicken and watermelon's a stereotype?
I know. And who didn't know that Watermelon Chicken and Grits is the name of a Nappy Roots album? Mm-hmm. Who also just happened to be
black.
I was going to say niggers, but yes, black.
Well.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Totally get it. Not really. All right.
Do we have
time
for
one more?
Yeah, we can play one more.
I'll flip the coin.
All right. Wait, so what
you
I call...
You flip the coin and I'll call it.
I can't flip it.
I can't flip a coin.
I'm not flipping
You've
it.
Seen me... Can you flip a coin?
I think so.
Okay, flip the coin.
Who's calling it? Are you going to call it?
We'll both call it.
Heads up or down.
It doesn't matter. Just
whatever.
Flip a fucking coin.
Call it in the air.
I'm going to just play this one.
Okay.
Now. Last one, though.
Sandwich? Eat a breadstick.
Hello?
Domino's.com. That's right. Hello? Walk on. Reach your order.
Hello? Hello?
Have your order
Hello?
In your door in no time.
Domino's
tonight.
Hello?
Eat a Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
2 liter bottles or 20-ounce bottles. If it's
excuse me, sorry.
Be sure and ask for some with your order.
What?
No one
excuse me, ma'am.
Domino's buffalo chicken kickers or our famous buffalo wings. Big, tasty wings, hot or plain sizzling.
I'm getting kind of hungry.
No more pizza, how may I help you?
Kickers per order with all the flavor baked right in. Add some
what?
With your order today. But they go first.
It's like a minute and a half of this.
You don't want to miss out on Domino's oven-baked sandwiches. The Philly cheesesteak, lots of steak,
I am kind of getting hungry, though.
Yeah, I know.
Green peppers and mushrooms, all on artisan bread, baked to a golden brown. Oh, how about the Italian? Pepperoni, salami, and ham.
What are you kidding me?
Banana peppers, green peppers, onions, and provolone cheese. How can you resist?
Is this a rape?
Don't forget to add fresh, we have a hot breadstick. thick or delicious cheesy bread to anything you order from Domino's Pizza.
I'm
with every
hungry.
Order, you get 8 fresh sticks baked to perfection.
Is someone
hot
just
from the oven,
completely using our show to advertise? Yeah, if you want to advertise your shit, delicious. Just leave a voicemail of it, and you'll get a whole advertisement.
How can I help you tonight?
Yeah, what's up?
Hello, this is Domino's Pizza. How can we help you tonight?
I want pizza.
I want pizza, too.
Hello? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Is anybody there?
Yes, there's...
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
And how can we help you tonight?
We'd like a pizza ordered.
Bye.
Pizza. You're Domino's. I want one ordered.
Did he just hang up?
That was weird. Wow. Were we... I don't understand that.
Did we just get pumped?
But MDS, he says he'll have 3 Peugeots. What? That was weird. It's that from an unknown number. It sounded like when someone's phone's in their pocket, but it wasn't in their pocket. But there was more than one
There's
voice.
There's two people, and then there was like
saying hello.
Yeah,
that's
there was
weird.
It was two people having a conversation on the phone, and someone had something really loud playing in the background of... advertisements.
Was that a glitch in the matrix of life?
So about this coin toss.
Oh, no, we're not.
No, that was it.
Right.
Oh, well.
Maybe we should have done that and let you pick, because that was weird.
That was weird.
All right. Well, you got anything else you want to say before we get the fuck out?
We don't have any more time.
Is that it? Are we out of time?
We are out of time.
Because we have, like, quite a few more voicemails.
No, maybe next episode.
All right, we'll save them for next episode. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to the live show, if you were listening live. If not, thejaml.com/live video. Next show will be Friday at probably around midnight by the time you cunts get off work. You can always email us at thejaml.com. Thejaml.com is our site. thejaml.com/Twitter/MySpace/YouTube/pics/donate/cunt. I wonder how many people actually go to that.
Yeah, that's
not
a couple.
That's not for real. /Danny/Braden. We will /vote.
Yes.
I will. I did.
/moist boys.
/moist boys. No. Not actually that one. Yeah, thanks. We'll be in New York in April if you guys want to go. We'll see you there if you're around there. 26 says Moist Boys is a band.
Sweet.
Those are the hardest words, two words in the world to say together.
Say it 10 times fast.
Moist boys.
I don't know how many that was, but.
Try giggity.
Giggity, giggity.
You can do it really good.
Do it. Giggity, 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 goo. Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.